back between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Leading off at the bottom of the fourth inning for the Colt 45s is Marcus Wilhite, the first baseman. 5-2 studs here in the bottom of the fourth. Tonight's game is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We believe do it right. Stand by it. The customers will see the value. Locally owned and operated since 1922. First pitch is a ball. And that's shocking. We did not see one of those last inning. It was a four-pitch inning for Spahman, who liked to have that. This one's hit on the ground towards second. Rolls this one. Banks to his left. He's got it. Sidearm fires to first in time for the out. One away. Wilson Kessel now will come to the plate. Kessel singled in the third inning. Chopped it slowly towards third. Bo tried to make a do-or-die play on it, but couldn't. So he reached on a single. Came around a score in that second inning. Again off that two-run single from Galati. First pitch for Kessel is outside 1-0. Kessel played for Simpson University last year. Him and Humphrey know each other pretty well. The 1-0. That's down low 2-0. Kessel giving Duarte the night off as the catcher, who Duarte caught Friday and Saturday night. The 2-0. This is hit towards first. It's going to get over the glove of Hancock and in the right field, a base hit. Kessel around first. He's going to head into second, and he will be in the second with a slide and a leadoff, a one-out double for Wilson Kessel, his second hit of the night. Jackson Murphy now will come to the plate with a runner in scoring position and one out here in the fourth. Go 45s try to cut into this lead here in this inning. Outfield straight away. Savage in center, playing shallower than the rest. Right-hander Murphy comes to the plate. He singled his short in his last at-bat. Also came around to score, so he's one for one. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Five hits on the game now for the 45s. Four of them coming from the 5-6-7 batters. The 5-6-7 batters actually thus far have not been out. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Murphy swung right through the fastball, 1-1. Anthony Galati is on deck, and he has the only two RBIs of the game for the 45s. 1-1. This is hit well out towards left center field. Hirsch going back into his left on the move. He makes the catch for the second out. Now 10 feet shy of the warning track out in left center. And two down for Galati.
Number 17, Anthony Galati.
Galati, as I mentioned, has the only two RBIs of the game on a little bit of a jam shot back in the second. It scored a pair. Another RBI opportunity here in the fourth inning. 5-2 studs. They've scored all five runs back in the third to take the lead. Left-hander Galati steps in. Big lead for Kessel at second, I imagine it. He will try to score on a single. First pitch, that's a strike on the inside part of the plate with a fastball. 0-1. Kobe Zimmerman is on deck. Galati in the series. This pitch is hit on the ground towards second. Charging his banks, he's got it. Underhand flip the first, and that will end the inning. A one-out double for Wilson Kessel, but the studs leave him stranded. We'll head to the fifth inning. It's 5-2 Seattle here on KCNR 1460.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of The Red Shoes, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Dance It Out on Saturday, June 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. When Karen puts on The Red Shoes, she can't stop dancing. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music and talented dancers. The matinee performance is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 5-2 here as we head into the fifth inning. Right at an hour gone by here in game time. Both pitchers have been pitching briskly despite the 13 combined hits in the contest. As we have a pinch hitter here, as it appears Connor Savage was one of those players who got ejected earlier. Garrett Breda, who is in the leadoff spot now, steps to the plate. The 1-0 pitch is hit out towards second base. Meinhofer, who was at second earlier, but now it's Pritchard, will make the catch for the first out. Meinhofer had to leave earlier in the game with an injury to that, I think it was his right ankle or right leg or something on the right side. First pitch to Cody Banks, the second baseman, is down low with a breaking ball, 1-0. Score update here on the NBA Finals in Game 2. Warriors are up by 13 early in the fourth quarter, 96-83. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. That 2-0 is right there. 2-1. Good fastball getting over the plate on the outside part. Banks did not offer at it. Humphrey winds and throws the 2-1. This is lined into left center field. That'll be a base hit. Going over is Galati. He will cut it off in a one-out single for Cody Banks, who is now 2-for-2 today. That'll bring up Riker. Landon Riker, 1-for-2. Grounded in a double play in the first inning and then homered on a line shot back in the left inning, high off the screen. Humphrey comes set. Takes a look over there at first. Throws a breaking ball up high. Want to know. This next pitch will be the 65th for Humphrey. It is in the dirt, and it will allow Banks to go down to second as it gets by Kessel. Two and oh. Open bag over there at first for Riker, but Hancock, who also homered, however, the run didn't score because he missed home plate. 2-0. That's down low, 3-0. Come on, get it in there. Banks is at second with good speed. Infield double play depth, the 3-0. That's a strike right at the knees, 3-1. Outfield straight away. Infield back. Pritchard and DeBrecht pinched at second. This one's hit slowly on the ground towards short. Throw over to first. It is in time to get Riker. A very nice play from Lorenzo DeBrecht on a chopper to his backhand and had to fire across his body. for the second out. Banks advances to third on the play. Hancock homered earlier. It's technically ruled a triple. One for two. Two out, one on. First pitch breaking ball is a strike. He almost went after it. Thought better against it. Called a strike anyway. 0-1. Hits slowly on the ground towards second. This is going to be a tough play. Charging. Is Pritchard flips to Humphrey covering, and it's in time. Nicely done there from Pritchard to Humphrey, and that will end the inning. Banks reaches on a single, but they leave him on. We will head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-2. Studs with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth inning here coming up. Kobe Zimmerman leading it off for the Colt 45s. We welcome you back inside the broadcast booth. Connor Sutton here with you throughout this one. Colt 45s trying to stave off a sweep here from the Studs. That first pitch is a strike with a fastball 0-1. His opponent tonight has been economically brilliant, just 48 pitches this far. As he gets into his fifth inning of work, his pitch is down low, 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We believe do it right, stand by it, and the customers will see the value. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Alliance can fulfill all of your heating and air needs. Pitch is a strike, it's 1-2. Zimmerman Carlson in the top of the order. For the Colt 45s here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-2 pitch just outside. Two and two. Big right-hander has been effective thus far. 2-2 pitch up and in. 3-2 to the right-handed batter. Count is full. Colt 45s will absolutely take a leadoff walk here. The 3-2. That is strike three called. Zimmerman thought it was ball four. However, another punch out looking. And now that'll bring up
your third baseman, number nine,
Eric Carlson. Carlson replaced Meinhofer earlier. This is his first plate appearance tonight. Base is empty, one down. First pitch, this is hit out towards center field. Back goes Riker. He is there to make the catch, and a very good play from Riker, who had to go directly backwards and then tracked it down just shy of that 406 sign out in center field for the second out. Lane Pritchard now will come to the plate. Pritchard 0 for 2 today. Spahman with four strikeouts thus far, three of them looking. First pitch of the left-hander here in the bottom of the fifth. With two down, is chopped foul, first base side. 0-1. Spahman looking for a 1-2-3 inning, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Pritchard swung right through that one. 0-2. Pritchard is grounded out twice, once to the pitcher, the other to the first baseman. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that ends the inning. Fifth strikeout for Spahman. And that'll get us into the sixth inning. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Grand Simple, naturally the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher for the Colt 45s, it's Kyle Schroeder, so that'll end James Humphrey's night. We'll give you his final line score here. We'll do it right now, actually, with five innings pitched for Humphrey. Nine hits, five runs, all of them earned. Three strikeouts in 70 pitches. Currently in line to pick up the loss. Schroeder here will look to get things going. The right-hander now, Wolf, will step in, leading off the sixth inning. Kessler goes out and has a brief word with his relief pitcher here, the right-hander. Forty-fives have scored two runs in all three games thus far. It's including tonight. Wolf will step in here. Wolf so far tonight, 1-for-2. He struck out swinging in the second. Singled to center in the third. He also has a stolen base. First pitch from Schroeder is up high, 1-0. It's Wolf, Arrington, and Hirsch. The 1-0 from Schroeder is a strike. Like a slider that time. 1-1. Wolf was 1-for-3 on Friday night as his pitch is fouled straight back, 1-2. And then Saturday night, as I mentioned, 4-for-6. Good start to the year for this young man. Got a little three-game hitting streak going on here to begin the season. 1-2. That is in the dirt. 2-2. Base is empty, nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. 5-2 Seattle after scoring five runs in the third inning. The 45 scored two in the second. The 2-2 hit out towards right field. Murphy going back into his left. Near the line, he makes the catch for the first out. This has been really the best defensive game thus far between both teams here of the series. A couple of nice plays. outfielders have made a lot of plays on the move, making catches, as Murphy did there for the first out. Arrington will come to the plate. He's 0-2 tonight. He struck out and popped out. The left-hander faces the right-hander Schroeder. This first pitch is popped out. Shallow left center field. Gozo coming in. Galati coming in. It's going to be Gozo to make the catch for the second out. And a quick one-pitch second out for Schroeder. And that'll bring up Jacob Hirsch.
Number four, Jacob
Hirsch. Hirsch, 1-2 tonight. Scored a run back in that third inning. First pitch is down low. He actually led off that third inning with a single. Got the rally started. And wound up finishing with five runs. 1-0's up high, 2-0. Base is empty, two down here in the top of the sixth inning. Schroeder in his first inning of work, looking good so far. This is inside, 3-0. For the 45s in the bottom of the sixth, we'll have the 2-3-4 batters, DeBrecht, Gozo, and Wilhite. 3-0. That's down low. Ball four. So four-pitch walk for Hirsch, and that'll bring up Tate Budnick. The catcher has to take off those shin guards. Budnick tonight is 1-2. Singled again in the third and struck out swinging in the fourth. Budnick on the last night had the night off. It was 0-4 on Friday. First pitch is a strike with a fastball. Is that the letters right there? But over the plate, 0-1. Short lead for Hirsch over there at first, being held on by Wilhite. 0-1. Fouled back off the screen, first base side, 0-2. Schroeder paying little attention to Hirsch over at first, trying to focus on the batter, Budnick. Kyle Bo would be next if the inning continues. And it's 5-2 Seattle, looking for the sweep of the series. They won 8-2 on Friday and 8-2 also last night. It was their first series of the year. The Colt 45 is currently 2-3 after winning 2 of 3 last weekend. The 0-2, that's up high, 1-2. It's definitely starting to cool off here as the infield is nearly all shade now. Wind blowing slightly out towards right center. 1-2, runners on the move. Pitches up high. Kessel's throw down to second is not in time. He one-hopped it, and Pritchard, who was covering, couldn't make the play. Probably would have been safe anyway. So 2-2. Second stolen base on the night for the Studs. And now an opportunity for Budnick to bring in another run. 2-2. Oh, a breaking ball just outside. Ball three. Wow, that was close. Could have been rung up for strike three. However, the count is full. Hirsch at second with good speed. Outfield straight away. Budnick trying to bring in this insurance run. Full count offering. Popped up. Out towards right field. Murphy, northern line. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. They leave one on here in the sixth, but Schroeder does his job. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Seattle Studs here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
5-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 45's coming up. Tonight's game is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We believe do it right, stand by it, and customers will see the value. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Alliance can fulfill all of your heating and air needs. Lorenzo DeBrecht will lead off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Again, 5-2 Seattle. Line score currently 5 runs on 9 hits for the Studs, just 3 runners left on base for the 45s. They scored both of their runs in the second off of 5 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. The right-hander steps in. First pitch is up high from Spahman, who's been pretty good tonight. Still under 60 pitches here thus far. 1-0. 1-0 pitch. That is pop foul. That's headed for a car. Ooh, just missed. 1-1. That is inside, 2-1. Breck trying to get something going here in the sixth inning. Gozo is on deck. Three and one. Leadoff walk would definitely get something going. It is 3-1. Outside, ball 4. So DeBrecht is on at first here to start the sixth inning.
Your left fielder, number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo now will step in. Gozo's 1-for-2 tonight. Flied out to right, singled to left center back in the first inning. DeBrecht with good speed at first. But I doubt he'll be on the move here with the heart of the order coming up. First pitch from the right-hander is swung and missed. A big cut from Gozo. 0-1. He tried to put that one in over the wall in left field. Swung and missed. 0-1. Gozo's got good power. Even his pop-ups and flyouts go a long way. This one's lined back up the middle of base hit. DeBrecht is going to hold at second. And there's two on, nobody out here in the sixth inning. And the 45s have something brewing here in this half inning.
Marcus Wilhite.
Wilhite now will come to the plate. He's 0-for-2 so far this evening. Left-hander steps in. Bullpen is now active for the Studs. First pitch to Wilhite is chopped foul. Oh and one. Spahman comes set, takes a peek back at second, and steps off. Didn't like how big of a lead DeBrecht had. Rowan Kennedy is the pitcher down in the bullpen for the Studs. Pitched Friday night as well in relief. 0-1. That's a strike on the outside half. 0-2. Big pitch there from Spahman. Now 0-2. He's way ahead. 66 pitches from Spahman, 44 of them have been strikes, 22 balls so far. Wilson Kessel is on deck. who is 2 for 2 today. And again, he steps off. Wolf is now starting to hold on to Brecht a little closer. Not necessarily hold on, but not allowing DeBrecht to get the 20 to 25 foot lead like he was earlier in the at bat. Budnick's going to come out and talk, and they might have actually been stealing signs here. Sometimes that happens when you have a runner on at second. They can at least show location to the hitter. So it looks like they're going to switch things up here. Maybe throw out a couple of signs and be on the same page on which one is which. The 0-2, Spahman comes set, looks back to second twice, throws. 0-2's outside, fastball, 1-2. Allen off the plate, away to the left-hander. Budnick didn't even make an effort to try to frame that one. About a foot outside, 1-2 now. Spahman set again. The pitch. That's ball 2. Might have been a strike, but Budnick couldn't squeeze it. So it was a fastball away again. Looks like they're trying to consistently work this left-hander Wilhite away. 2-2, though. DeBrecht at second, Gozo at first. Tying runs at the plate here in the bottom of the sixth inning with nobody out. 5-2, Seattle. The pitch popped up. This is in the infield. Infield fly will be in effect. Wolf will make the catch regardless. For the first out.
Your catcher, number 16.
Wilson Kessel now will come to the plate.
Kessel.
Kessel 2 for 2 so far tonight. One out, two on. Kessel is singled and doubled. Scored a run in the second. First pitch to Kessel. Swing and a miss. They're going to back throw to first. Back pick to Gozo. It is not in time. 0-1. That play was by design as Hancock, the first baseman, came in from behind Gozo to try and get him too far extended. Own one. The pitch. Swing. And a miss. 0-2. Guys are going to have to battle here with Murphy on deck. The 0-2 offering. On its way. Foul. Just got a piece. Still 0-2. Nine hits for the studs. Six hits for the 45s here in this one. Just past 7:30. Starting to continue to cool off with the winds just slightly blowing. This one's lined back towards short. Wolf has got it. He will tag the bag, throw to first. In time, a double play, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the seventh, still 5-2. The studs with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com.
at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Seventh inning here from the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. A Sunday night. It'll shortly be evening. New pitcher for the Colt 45s. It is number 10, Noah Dobin. Dobin threw Friday night. Dobin, the right-handed pitcher, after a nice inning from Schroeder, didn't allow the studs to extend their lead. He'll be out here for the seventh, and we'll see how much longer.
And it's time.
Kyle Bowe now will lead it off here in the seventh inning. Bowe tonight, 1-for-2, single in the third, flied out to right in his last at-bat. Came around to score back in the third inning. Bowe, the right-hander, will face the right-hander Dobin. The first pitch is a strike on the outside half, 0-1.
We want beer.
0-1. The 0-1 delivery, breaking ball. It had a lot of movement on it, but outside, 1-1. Easy take there. Five runs, nine hits, no errors, three runners left on base for the studs. This pitch is just outside, fastball, 2-1. For the 45s, two runs, six hits, one error, three runners left on base. The 2-1 pitch from Dobin, swing and a miss, 2-2. And now this crowd looking for a strikeout here. As is Dobin to lead off the inning. It'll be Breda and then Banks. Pitch, check swing, hit on the ground, foul, first base side. It stays 2-2. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss.
Thank you, Kyle.
The beer batter goes down.
The rest of the inning.
But more importantly, Dobin gets the first out here in
the Colt 45's mascot is in the house.
Here in the seventh. Garrett Breda now will come to the plate, the right-hander. Dobin fires first pitch strike, 0-1. Dobin, right-handed batter. Base is empty, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. And that breaking ball is down low, 1-1. Breda replaced Savage in the third inning after an ejection. This one's hit out towards center field. Galati moving out towards his left laterally. He makes the catch for the second out. That'll bring up Banks. On a strange play where Hancock, the first baseman and the fourth place hitter, hit a sky-scraping home run, but missed home plate. Savage kept chirping at the umpires and then eventually was ejected. Banks, with the bases empty and two down, takes the first pitch strike, hits 0-1. Banks tonight is 2-for-2 with an RBI and a sacrifice fly. He singled twice. The 0-1 is a breaking ball down low. 1-1. The 1-1 from Dobbin. That's a fastball. Misses below the knees. 2-1. Riker would be next. Riker hit a... ripped a home run back in the fifth, a solo shot. And he did, in fact, touch all the bases. Not something you usually have to say, but tonight you do. 2-2. 2-2 pitch from Dobbin. Popped up. First base side and out of play. Wilhite gave chase, but just got over that fence down the right field line. Still 2-2. For the 45s in the seventh, they'll have Murphy, Galati, and Zimmerman. 2-2. Hit towards third. One hot for Carlson. He's got it. Throws across the diamond, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Dobbin out of the bullpen. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 5-2 Seattle here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of The Red Shoes, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Dance It Out on Saturday, June 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. When Karen puts on The Red Shoes, she can't stop dancing. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music and talented dancers. The matinee performance is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Holiday Harbor on Shasta Lake has it all for your summer fun. Great deals on the best boats, from full-size houseboats to patio boats, fishing boats, wakeboards, paddleboards, jet skis, and pool toys. Shasta Lake has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat lakes in the nation. And Holiday Harbor has the best service, according to customers who come back year after year. They feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. Holiday Harbor, exit 695, or go to lakeshasta.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom of the seventh inning. Connor Sutton here with you. Murphy, the leadoff batter here in the seventh, takes first pitch strike and then a ball. It's 1-1. Smallman back out for his seventh inning of work. He's given up just 6 hits and 2 runs. And that's a strike. 1-2. One, two, just missed. 2-2. Actually, check that. I think the pitcher this inning, it is a new pitcher, Rowan Kennedy, the right-hander, who did pitch Friday night. 2-2. Swing and a miss. First batter he faces, he strikes out, and that'll bring up Anthony Galati. Galati has the only 2 RBIs tonight. He's 1-for-2. Singled in the second, is grounded out to second. Left-hander will step in.
Fielder number 17, Anthony Galati.
Galati and then Zimmerman. Colt 45 starting to run out of time here. It's been so far a pretty quick game. 5-2 thus far. The Studs with the lead. This pitch is a fastball in the inner half for a strike. 0-1. Right-hander versus left-hander. Oh, 1. That's also a strike. Wow, a little to be off the plate away. But again, rule of strike, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch here coming from Rowan Kennedy. Chop towards first. Right down the line, it'll go foul. Still 0-2.
Last call for alcohol.
Zimmerman again is on deck. 45's down 3 here. Like to get one back at least here in the 7th. Make things a little easier for himself in the 8th and the 9th. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tip, but the catcher, Budnick, was able to hang on, and they throw it around the diamond. Second strikeout of the inning. And Rowan Kennedy off to a good start here in the 7th out of the bullpen. Spahman is in line for the win here. Humphrey, more likely than not, will get the loss unless things change here in the last couple innings, which very well could happen. Zimmerman steps to the plate. Base is empty, 2 down in the bottom of the 7th. Kennedy rocks and fires, and this one is swung and fouled back right field side. And out of play. 0-1. No one is down low with fastball, 1-1. This is hit out towards right. That's going to be a base hit. Breda, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. Around first is Zimmerman. He's going to be in the second with a stand-up double. And the Colt 45 is not going down here in the 7th. And now with 2 outs and a runner in scoring position, a chance for the ninth place hitter, Carlson.
Kobe Zimmerman.
Trying to drive in at least a run here in the 7th inning. Good piece of hitting right there. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. He stayed with it and drove it right down the line. Ricocheted off the Peyton March sign out there in right field.
Carlson,
an RBI opportunity. 0-for-1. He came in for Meinhofer earlier, who left with an injury. 45 is going to have to make a comeback and try and at least take one game of this 3-game series. First pitch is a strike to the right-hander Carlson. Friday night, Studs won 8-2, and last night they also 1-8-2. Looking for the three-game sweep here in the weekend series. The 0-1. That's down low. 1-1. Looked like Rowan Kennedy kind of changed his delivery there, was quicker to the plate. Faked like he was going to bring up that leg pretty high and then instead sideslept. 1-1. That pitch just inside to Carlson, right-handed hitter. And I mean just inside. Two and one. Kennedy takes a look back to second, throws. This was chopped towards third, but foul. Two and two. Carlson trying to drive in a run. The 2-2 pitch. Down low, 3-2. Dane Pritchard would be next if the inning continues. He would represent the tying run. Full count offering on its way. And that is just a bit low, ball four. Catcher there, Budnick, held that one for a while. And now here comes Lane Pritchard. Golden opportunity here in the seventh.
Lane Pritchard!
2 on, 2 down. Zimmerman at second, Carlson at first. The pitch to Pritchard. That's outside. They're going to back pick the second. Back in time is Zimmerman. 1-0. Kennedy comes set. Here is the 1-0. That's a strike on the outside half with a fastball. Evens the count at 1-1. Pritchard tonight is 0 for 3. He's grounded out twice and struck out. So with that being said, it seems like he's due. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Off-speed pitch is down low, and he chased after it. 1-2. Kennedy trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Pritchard trying to bring in a few runs and keep the inning alive. The lights have come on here just before 8 o'clock. Here in the bottom of the seventh, 5-2, the 1-2 pitch, just low. Wow, that looked pretty good from here. Awfully close, especially with two strikes. 2-2, breaking ball. This is hit towards left, and that's going to get down for a base hit. One run's going to come in to score. Zimmerman's around third. It rolls all the way to the wall. Carlson's around third, and they are going to, and he's going to be way out at the plate. It wasn't even close, and Sabisma, who waved him around, thought it might get bobbled, and that will end the inning. But an RBI double for Pritchard. Zimmerman would come around to score. They cut the lead to now to 2. We'll head to the eighth inning. It's 5-3. You listen to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout.
Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Well, an unfortunate way to end the seventh inning, a huge double from Lane Pritchard that did bring in a run. However, Carlson, who tried to go from first to home on the play, was cut down at the plate to end the inning. So leading off in the eighth inning, Dobbin is back out there for the Colt 45s. It'll be Riker coming to the plate. Riker tonight, 1-for-3, had a home run earlier. He's also grounded into a double play and also grounded out to short. First pitch is swung on and popped up. And it's going to stay in play. Wilson Kessel will make the catch. In foul territory for the first out. And a nice one pitch out there for Dobbin. Settles him down here in the eighth. Big chance if the 45s can get back into the dugout. Keep that momentum alive as Hancock will come to the plate. Left-handed hitter. He's 1-for-3 thus far. Again, he had that home run that he didn't step on home plate. First pitch, this is hit out towards right field. And hit well. Murphy going back. It is gone. Second home run for Hancock. We'll see if he touches all the bases this time. And he's making it very obvious as he comes around that he's touching the bases. And he's going to slow down and make sure he hits it. But a solo home run. That ball was hit very hard out towards right. And it is 6-3. Just cleared the wall out in right. First pitch to Wolf is a strike. He showed bunt, pulled it back. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball and a good one. 12-6, drops right in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Dobbin left that pitch up to Hancock, and he's sent it for a ride. Base is empty, one out here in the eighth. His 0-2 is high, 1-2, fastball there. Wolf is 1-for-3 tonight, has a stolen bag after singling in the third. The second time he grounds this one to short. DeBrecht's got it. Nice easy throw to first for the second out. Second time that Wolf has come to the plate after a home run. However, that time it actually counted. Tanner Arrington, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. He's 0-for-3. 6-3 our score here in the eighth. 45s will have the 2-3-4 batters coming up. First pitch from Dobbin is that big breaking ball, and it is a strike, 0-1. It's always a good pitch to get ahead, but if you do it too consistently, batters might start sitting on it. The 0-1, swing, and a miss, 0-2. Base is empty, two down in the eighth, it's 6-3 studs. The 0-2, swing, and a miss, and that'll end the inning. One run comes across for the studs on a big fly from Hancock. They extend the lead to 6-3. We will head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Lorenzo Dubrec leading off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tonight's game, don't forget, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We believe do it right, stand by it, and the customers will see the value. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Alliance can fulfill all of your heating and air needs. Dubrec swings through a 1-0 breaking ball, evens the count at 1-1. Dubrec, Gozo, and Wilhite. 6-3 Seattle here in the bottom of the eighth, the 1-1. That's slapped towards third, but foul. 1-2. A little over 100 paid attendance here for this Sunday night game. 1-2 is inside, 2-2. They, most of them have stayed here throughout, despite 45s behind. They're hoping for a late game comeback, as are we. 2-2. Just outside. They're going to check his swing. He did not go around on the appeal. That loads the count 3-2. Dubrec is 0-2, but he did walk in the sixth inning. Full count, 3-2. That is strike three. Wow. Dubrec not happy with the call. Wow. That appeared to be low, but a great frame behind the plate by Budnick. For the first out, that'll bring up Jake Gozo.
Your left fielder, number 13, Jake Gozo.
Gozo tonight is 2-3. He's singled twice. His first pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball up, and he went right after it, probably out of the zone as well, as Gozo was trying to get something started. Seems like most of his at-bats tonight, his first swing, as this one is hit out towards right field. Breda going out. It's over his head. A terrible route. It hits hard off the wall, and we might have a play at second. The throw into second is not going to be in time. Gozo's into second with a one-out double. That ball was scorched. Breda, who thought he was going to have it, pretty easily realized quickly that that ball was hit much harder than he thought. And now a runner on here in the bottom of the eighth inning with Wilhite coming to the plate. Gozo's been taking big cuts this evening. And that's the first time he's connected on one of the really big cuts. He's had sharply hit balls throughout this one. His third hit of the night for the 45's third place hitter. And on the left hand hitter, Wilhite steps in. First pitch, fastball outside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Wilson Kessel, who's 2-3 tonight, is on deck. Wilhite tonight is 0-3. Kennedy comes set, quickly throws. This pitch is lifted out towards shallow right field. Thanks going out. Coming in is Breda. He will make the catch. Gozo bluffs advancing to third, but will hold. So with two outs, Wilson Kessel will now come to the plate.
Your catcher, number 16, Wilson Kessel.
Kessel, as I mentioned, is 2-for-3 with a double. Grounded into a double play in his last at-bat. A big run out there at second base. That is Gozo. The 45s can get him home here in the eighth inning. Make things not so tough in the ninth. First pitch to Kessel's down low, 1-0. Murphy would be next if this inning continues. Ten hits for the studs, nine for the 45s. Kessel takes a breaking ball up high, 2-0. Had him out in front as he did not go around. I thought that was going to drop in. However, it's ruled high by the home plate umpire. 2-0. Two outs, runner at second. It's Jake Gozo here in the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-3 Seattle. But going for the three-game sweep. Kessel pops this one. Shallow right field. Banks going back. Back pedals, and he makes the catch. And that will end the inning. A one-out double from Jake Gozo, but the 45 is unable to get him home. We'll head to the ninth. It's 6-3 Seattle here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Ninth inning now coming up. New pitcher for the 45s. It's Jake Parent who will come in here in the ninth. The 45's closer, but we'll get some work in here because it's his first time he's been able to come in here in this series.
And our super fun cupcake air mattress fun summer basket.
Leading off will be Jacob Hirsch, who's 1-for-2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Alliance Heating and Air. We believe do it right, stand by it, and customers will see the value. Locally owned and operated since 1992.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Welcome.
The studs.
Sorry.
Studs now will have Hirsch come to the plate. Left-handed hitter. Takes first pitch in the dirt. It's 1-0. Hirsch, Budnick, and then Bo here in the ninth inning for Jake Parent. Parent throws a breaking ball or off-speed pitch. That looked like a changeup. First strike, 1-1. In the bottom of the ninth, it'll be Murphy, Galati, Zimmerman. Unless we see a pinch hitter, which I doubt we will. The 1-1, this is ripped, but foul, first base side. 1-2. We have a final in game two of the NBA Finals. Golden State hangs on. 122-103, takes a 2-0 lead in that series. Heading back to Cleveland, I believe, on Wednesday night. 1-2 is up high, 2-2. Parent, the right-hander, throws the 2-2. Breaking ball, got him. Kessel knew it right when he caught it. First out here in the ninth.
How about it for the studs, number 24, Ken McCormick.
Ken McCormick, the new batter, who's been catching here in the last couple innings. First pitch breaking ball is a strike, 0-1. First plate appearance of the night for McCormick, who's pinch hitting for Budnick. 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one's hit well out towards left. Back is Gozo. That ball is gone. Fourth home run of the game for the Studs. And another solo shot. They've all been solo shots. That ball was again hit hard. An off-speed pitch, and he was right on it. 7-3 now. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Kyle Bowe.
Number 6, Kyle Bowe.
One out, base is empty for Bowe, and then Breda. Right-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. First pitch from Parent is in the dirt. 1-0. Stick around after this one for the post-game wrap. We'll talk a little bit about this one in this weekend series. The 1-0 is Swanamis. 1-1. That's on the outside. 1-2. Bowe today, 1-for-3, singled in the third, is flat out and struck out. 1-2 is hit on the ground towards short. DeBrecht has got it on the hop, throws over to first in time for the second out. That'll bring up Breda, who is 0-for-2. He came into the game for Connor Savage, who was ejected back in the third inning. Breda misjudged a ball out in right field in the last half inning on Gozo's double. First pitch to Breda's down low, 1-0. 7-3 our score after another solo home run here in the ninth inning for the Seattle Studs. 1-0. Breaking ball hit on the ground towards short. Charging now is DeBrecht as he went towards his right, overthrows to first, and that'll go out of play. And that's going to be an error. So that the inning will now continue. Second error of the game for the Colt 45s. And that will bring up Cody Banks.
14, Cody Banks.
Was a tough play from DeBrecht, as it was a chopper hit to the right side of DeBrecht. He had to circle it and try and get a good throw off, just overthrew Wilhite over at first. Wilhite, not a tall guy. Might be right at 6 feet as his first pitch to Banks is up high, so not that difficult to overthrow him. But yeah, that throw was way high. 1-0. Breda not being held on at second. DeBrecht and Pritchard are paying no attention to him. 1-0 pitch. Popped back and out of play. 1-1. Colt 45s will be back in action here at Historic Tiger Field on Thursday, June 7th, taking on the Fairfield Indians. It's the first of a four-game series. 7:15 first pitch. Pre-game right here on KCNR 1460 at 7:05. 1-1, this is hit on the ground towards second. Pritchard to his left, he dives, he's got it, throw to first. He's not going to be, it's going to be a throw to home, and they're going to have Breda cut down. Here's a pickle now. Wilson Kessel is just going to tag the runner, and that's going to end the inning. So it's going to be a single, and then Breda, who tried to score on it, is called out. So we will head to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 7-3. The 45s are going to need four runs to tie it and five to win it. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call me up, Neil Maui, and get a
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the ninth inning here, kicked off by Murphy, who takes first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Rowan Kennedy back out for another inning here in the ninth, trying to pick up the three-inning save as this pitch is down low, 1-1. Spahman is in line to get the win. If things hold. Murphy tonight, 1-for-3, singled back in the second, came around to score. This is hit out towards right. Breda coming in, he will not get it. It's a leadoff single. A sinking line drive, and Breda, who I thought might have been able to make a play on it, lets it drop in front of him for a leadoff single here in the ninth inning. And that'll bring up Anthony Galati.
Anthony Galati.
Galati tonight is 1-for-3. He's got the only RBIs of the game for the Colt 45s off a single back in the second. We still have two more batters that need to be reached if both reach, obviously, to bring the tying run to the plate. Left-handed hitter Galati steps in. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Bullpen is empty right now, but there is some action down there. Is the stud looking to go for the three-game weekend series sweep here of the 45s on the road? It would be an impressive one to start their season. 1-0. That's down low again, 2-0. Back-to-back fastballs that miss below the knees. 2-0. Zimmerman is on deck, and then Carlson, pending a pinch hitter, 2-0. That's a strike, fastball, that one caught a lot of the plate, 2-1. .22 combined hits on the game, just 9 runners left on base. The only 2 errors in the game have been committed by the 45s. This 2-1 is down low. It's 3-1. Again, stick around for the post-game wrap. We'll discuss this one. The sun has officially set here on Tiger Stadium. The 3-1. That's a strike. 3-2. And again, a walk here would definitely be beneficial for the Colt 45s. Murphy on at first. Galati at the plate. The 3-2 with nobody out. Kennedy comes set. The pitch. That is strike three. Wow. Strike three called. And the crowd's not happy. Galati's not happy. Colt 45 coaching staff isn't happy either. Wow, that looked up and in. Kobe Zimmerman now will come to the plate. Galati even kind of turned out of the way because he thought it might even hit him. However, it's the first out here in the ninth. And that'll kind of put a damper on any sort of thoughts of a rally here. See if Zimmerman can keep something going. First pitch is a changeup. That's a strike, 0-1. Kennedy's creeping up towards 50 pitches here in relief. Oh, 1. Hit towards third. It is a fair ball. Past the dive of Bo. Around second is Murphy. He is going to be in third at third with a slide, and he is safe. Zimmerman is in the second with a double. And it's second and third with one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And that'll bring up Carlson.
Eric Carlson.
Kind of a ball off the end of the bat. Bo is playing towards the hole. And a dive as we saw chalk fly down the line. So Murphy at third, Zimmerman at second. Carlson still needs to reach to get the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pritchard to the top of the order is next. Carlson 0 for 1 with a walk. First pitch is the ball. I'm not sure where that missed. Maybe inside. It was right to the catcher's mitt. So that was by design. Must have been a little bit inside. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That's a strike. Looked like the same exact spot from here, but it'd be 1-1. 7-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. The 45s looking for some late game magic to finish off this three game series here at historic Tiger Field. The 1-1. That's in the dirt. It's going to get by to the backstop, and that's going to be a run. A wild pitch. And the 45s inch just a little bit closer. It's 7-4. Zimmerman also advances to third. And the count is 2-1. And now if you're the batter here, Carlson, you have an advantage because you know that Rowan Kennedy does not want to walk you and get the tying run to the plate. Got to be looking for something to hit here in this at-bat. 2-1. Hit foul. Backing out of play. That's towards the cars. It misses a couple. 2-2. Kennedy comes set. Big lead for Zimmerman at third. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Carlson looked like he looks said something back to the home plate umpire. I think he thought he hit the catcher's glove or not sure what it was. Two down now, and Lane Pritchard will come to the plate as the 45's last chance. Has to find a way to reach to get the tying run to the plate, which would be Lorenzo Debrecht, who is stepping out on deck. Left-handed hitter. Take first pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Pritchard tonight. 1-for-4, he doubled on the left field line, but only brought in one run. The other was cut down at the plate. That was to end the seventh inning. 0-1, swung and missed 0-2, and now the 45s are down to their last strike here in this series. Alaska, 0-2, Rowan Kennedy comes set. The pitch hit towards first, but foul. 0-2. There's a pitcher ready down in the bullpen for the studs. Oh and two. The pitch just outside. 1-2. It's a tough pitch to take on a pitch that could end your game. That was awfully close. Rowan Kennedy up above 53 pitches now here in this third inning out of the mound. The 1-2 breaking ball popped up, backing out of play. Nice job there by Pritchard. Keep the game alive as he was clearly out in his front foot and just slapped at it. Now the home plate umpire needs some more baseballs.
More tickets. Next one, 189-206.
1-2. Pritchard steps back in. Kennedy gets the sign. The high set. 1-2. inside. McCormick set up on the outside part of the plate. The pitch ran in. Might have been over, but because of the reach across the body from McCormick, home plate umpire ruled it a ball. 2-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. 2-2. Breaking ball. This is hit out towards left field. Hirsch on the move, and he will make the catch, and that is the ball game. The final score, the Seattle Studs complete the series sweep of the Colt 45s, 7-4. We'll be back with the post-game wrap coming up shortly. This has been Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here. Post-game wrap. Final score of the Colt 45s fall in Game 3 of the series 7-4. The final line score, the Seattle Studs scored three times in the fifth, one time in the eighth, and once in the ninth on a pair of solo shots. 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors. For the Colt 45s, they scored twice in the second, once in the seventh, and again in the ninth, but came up just a bit short. 4 runs on 11 hits and 2 errors. 4 solo home runs for the Studs. Technically, there were only 3. One has ended up being ruled a triple because Hancock, who actually went yard twice, missed home plate. So that is ruled a triple. He was actually called out. Losing pitcher is James Humphrey, the Colt 45 starter. 5 innings pitched, 9 hits. 5 earned runs, all of those again coming in the third, but he struck out 3 batters, 70 pitches. The winning pitcher, Alex Spahman, he threw 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs allowed, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. The save is recorded by Merle Rowan Kennedy, 3 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 errors, or 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. 10 strikeouts total for the Studs tonight. Time of game, 2 hours and 18 minutes. By far the shortest one of the series, as we had a couple of 3.5-hour ones on Friday and Saturday night. Overall, the Studs sweep the series. They won Game 1 and Game 2, 8-2, and then tonight, 7-4. Offensive leaders in this one, Jake Gozo for the Colt 45s, 3-for-4. Did not drive in a run, had a big double, though, back in the 8th inning. Wilson Kessel, 2-for-4. Jackson Murphy, 2-for-4. And Cody Zimmerman, 2-for-4 for the 45s. Lane Pritchard was 1-for-5 with an RBI. Anthony Galati, 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. For the Studs, Connor Savage, who was eventually ejected, went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Cody Banks, 3-for-4 with an RBI for the Studs. Brennan Hancock went yard twice. Again, as I mentioned, 2-for-4 with 1 RBI. Again, one of those home runs being called a triple because he forgot to step on home plate. Colin Wolf, 1-for-4. Jacob Hirsch, 1-for-3. Tate Budnick, 1-for-3. Ken McCormick, who came in later in the game in the seventh, had a pinch hit home run. That was back in the ninth inning. Again, the final score is 7-4. The 45s got their bats working tonight, but that five-run second or third inning really hurt them, and that's what we saw throughout this series is those big innings is what has been the issue. There's the swept by the studs here in this one. We'll take a look at the upcoming schedule for this one on June 7th. That is this Thursday. They'll be hosting the Fairfield Indians. That's the first of a four-game series coming up, and that'll be right here on KCNR 1460, 7:05 pregame, 7:15 first pitch. Well, from all of us at KCNR 1460, Jared King back in our studios. I'm Connor Sutton saying so long. Once again, the final score, Colt 45's fall in this one to the Seattle Studs, 7-4 here on KCNR 1460.
Phenomenal. I would love to be sitting there on the fly on the wall with those three. All right, so let's jump to number eight with the Kardashian visits Trump. You know, in a week when you think the craziest thing is the Roseanne story, you look at this and you're like, Kim Kardashian goes to the White House to meet with Donald Trump. What in the world could they be talking about? Well, as it turns out, Kardashian is worried about Alice Marie Johnson and her plight. She's a 63-year-old grandmother who is in prison for some drug convictions, and they got a life sentence, which she thinks is unfair, and is trying to get the sentence commuted. All right, cool. The thing I find interesting about this, Michael, is this whole movement where there are now podcasts and celebrities worried about the plight of people who have been wrongly imprisoned. Just this morning, I was listening to a podcast about a guy on death row who obviously did not commit this murder, if you listen to the evidence that they put forward in the podcast. And yet he was convicted because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he had the wrong rap sheet to be there with. Mm-hmm. You look at these podcasts, the serial podcast that comes out all the time, and the celebrities that take these cases on themselves. And what media has done and what technology has done to be able to right some wrongs, illuminate some situations that should be looked at further. And isn't it amazing that we look at this thing called broadcasting and the effect that we can have on things that just used to be, you know, back in the day when the cop took you to the pokey, that was it. You were done. If he said you did it, and you're going to jail.
There's much more information now. There's much more opportunity for people to take up causes. There's many more vehicles for people that want to be famous to be viable in that regard. It's definitely currency. And between Twitter accounts and social media, the voracious appetite for gossip that the media has, the blurring of the lines between journalism and entertainment has created a situation where somebody like Kim Kardashian West could have enough momentum and gravitas to visit the President of the United States to talk about a specific case. Then again, look at the President. The President of the United States is a total product of the environment that I've just described.
Do you think that that citizen reporters have a whole new play in this game now, that those of us who control the microphones on the radio stations and on the television stations now have to compete with citizen reporters?
There's no doubt about it that people who are paid to work for, organized platforms. I wanted to use the word legitimate platforms, but organized platforms, business commercial platforms, have to compete with people out there who are doing everything from sending out blogs and sending out podcasts and commenting on news and putting video up on their Facebook pages and all that.
But citizen reporters on one level is a really good thing. The fact that there's so many ways people can express themselves and so many ways a story can see the light of day. But citizen reporters also is a very bad thing because a lot of folks are not educated as to, if I can use the word discriminate, mm-hmm. between truth and falsehood, between balanced and reason versus hyperbole and exaggeration. We got to get through this and learn how to deal with this wildly noisy world that we're living in. More importantly, we have to teach our children how to discern real news from BS, and that's a big problem.
What a great expression you just used, wildly noisy society that we live in. It's incredible how you have to filter through information every single day just to kind of figure out what's important and what's not. And just looking at this list this week, we'll get to number one here in a second, I don't know that we're capable of that. I think that those who decide what is important to talk about look for the stories where they know every Joe Sixpack will be able to participate in the story, and I think that's kind of what drives what ends up on the air nowadays.
To a certain degree, yeah. When you have legitimate journalists or organized journalists quoting people's Twitter accounts for news, well, look at Joe and Trenton says.
Exactly.
Then you have a problem.
Well, let's look at this. I mean, so we've got at number seven, we've got the Iran nuclear deal. It's kind of a complicated story. You have to be up on it to really know what's going on. You have to have your opinion about it. I would say that probably I agree with Trump saying this was not a good deal for America. Let's step back and take another look. Do I agree with how he does it and the way he goes about it? No. But is America first probably a decent thing to do in a nuclear deal? I would say so. It's just and then you go on to number six, immigration policy and MS-13. This story gets so badly twisted, Michael, in the media. It's unbelievable. Trump doesn't know how to speak eloquently enough to say these bad guys in MS-13 are criminals and murderers, and we want to go for them and them only and get them out of the country. It always gets twisted and turned around into all immigrants must leave because they're murderers, drug dealers, and rapists.
Hmm. Well, is it incumbent upon the president to learn how to communicate that?
It is. It absolutely is.
Okay. Isn't being a communicator one of the responsibilities of being president?
Isn't it also the responsibility of the media that's covering him?
Yep. There are a bunch of bad communicators in the communication business.
Right. Should CNN, should MSNBC, should Fox News, should everybody be taking the words of our politicians, trying to relay the information that we should know about that day and twisting it because they want it to be seen in this light?
Yeah, exactly, because they're preaching to the choir as opposed to preaching the facts and hoping that the choir joins them. That's the major upheaval in journalism and media today versus 50 years ago or 30 years ago. These are targeting audiences, knowing what they want to hear and then giving them what they want, selectively presenting them with points of view and stories that confirm their notions and give them affirmation. It's affirmation news as opposed to objective news, and you decide. This is where we've gone. It is because of the commercial aspect of corporate media. I'm not saying that that's not a good system, but it is a good system on steroids. It's run amok. It's run amok without pride, without ethics, without responsibility. It is driven by greed and fear. And this is a deep problem of character that has manifested itself in our country, perhaps around the world. And we have to deal with it. The question, of course, is back to what you said before. You know, we're talking about a noisy world and every citizen reporter having a say and blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah. The other side of that coin is, are we better off sometimes not knowing?
Like we did in the 60s?
Yeah, things that you don't know aren't going to hurt you.
Right.
Does society run better when the public is not informed about all of the dangers and all of the dirt?
And all of the foibles of our politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew the JFK and Marilyn Monroe? Who knew about that? It's like front page news when
yeah,
stuff happens.
I ask that as a theoretical question. I'm not suggesting that we're better off without that. I'm asking, are we better off without knowing?
Right.
You know, the old thing, you know, that they know that we've been visited by aliens, but they don't want to say anything because there'll be public panic. You know, government keeping secrets from people because they can't handle the truth.
Ah, the cat's out of the bag, man. We got YouTube, so I know everything that, that they don't want us to know. All right, coming up, the number 4 through number 1 stories, and obviously we're going to talk about the Roseanne cancellation and how that was the massive story and why. It was the massive story of the week on talk radio and everywhere. It's 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJV Show. And though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile. But the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusty Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing?
Oh,
my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
47 past the hour, and here we are at the top of the list here, going number 4 through 1. We've got number 4, we've got the Trump pardons. And this is kind of interesting in that, Michael, I say this happens all the time where Trump, where the president pardons friends of friends and friends of his. They usually do it on their last day of office, but you say it's not so much the case. and that him wanting to pardon possibly Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza is not really normal.
I think it's political. I think that he's sending a message
it's
to his... It usually is political. You're correct. Everything is political. But in this case, I think it's a political message he's sending to certain people to hang in there and not give up on supporting him, even though they're in the clutches of Mueller and the clutches of the FBI. You know, and that's that. Trump is... Trump is a real unpredictable player. You don't know what he's going to do.
All right. Well, so the number three is the Trump-Russia investigation. We're still talking about the mole a little bit. Mueller seems to be winding down. We're going to see where that goes. North Korea talks. Will it happen June 12th or won't it? And
it's a reality show.
It's a total reality show.
No matter what, you have to admit that North Korea appears far more benign today than it did 1 year ago.
Yes.
And I personally think Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are two peas in a pod. I think they play ball.
Absolutely.
I think they both realize they can gain from each other. And I think that Trump is just doing his typical Trump. Let's make it interesting. We'll see. Coming up next on the North Korea talks, we'll see where it goes.
I could see Kim Jong-un living in Trump Tower.
Yep.
Riding in the same limo as Trump. All right, at number one, which we beat to death a little earlier, ABC cancels Roseanne over her Ambien tweet. And that's it. You can't say anything racist like that, Roseanne, especially when you're on the Ambien. It's 50 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com. What shall
we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed it does. It's 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden from Radio America, along now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal beagle, as Doug likes to say. And this is when we take a few minutes and we look at kind of the law and the legal aspect of some of the stories on the top 10 list or some of the people on the top 10 list. And I guess, Steve, we should really start with, even though we have the Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe thing there, and we've got the pardons, the Trump pardons, we're going to start with Roseanne.
You know, I knew you were going to go there.
It was the monster in the room. It was the monster in the room all week.
Yeah.
And you've got to say, Where are the legal aspects of this story? What if she can sue ABC? Can Ambien sue her?
The response of Ambien with Ambien does not cause racism, certainly was a clever response. You know, Ambien could potentially sue for defamation, but they're not going to. I think that was considered, pretty ridiculous and not harmful to them. The bigger question is like you say, what are Roseanne's rights? And, you know, what about this First Amendment that protects your rights of freedom of speech? Well, the First Amendment protects your rights of freedom of speech from limitations that are put on us by the government. So it isn't the government here. It's a company. And in the days of the social media and Twitter and all, companies which in the past were still able to, they could fire workers if they were saying things that they felt were offensive to the company. But, you know, no one had that kind of reach before social media. And so now, the company can fire her, but you also want to look, there will be provisions in all entertainers' contracts, and I'm sure hers was pretty strong, called morals contracts and morals provisions. And these moral provisions are if you specifically do say something that the public is finding offensive and can otherwise be harmful to the company, we can, you know, cancel that contract. So she can have a 5-year contract, and that contract is out.
That's fairly subjective, though, isn't it?
You know, it is, and it's interesting you mention that, because years ago there was a running back for the Steelers, Rashad Mendenhall. And he had an endorsement contract. And after 9/11, he made some comment saying that the hijackers were courageous people and we shouldn't rejoice at death. He also, I think, said something about, you know, we shouldn't be rejoicing when Osama bin Laden was killed. And he got dropped. He got dropped, and he said, you know, that was totally subjective and that there has to be some reasonableness standard. And the courts did say, yeah, there does have to be a reasonableness standard in there. In this case, I don't think ABC was going to have trouble finding it, because they did have sponsors who immediately were going to take action and drop. So, the morals clause, it isn't totally one-sided. There has to be some indication it isn't just your saying that I violated it. But it's very strong and it's been used very effectively.
Yeah, but let's get down to the brass tacks here. Those advertisers wanted Roseanne to stick around, the show, to stick around as much as Roseanne and ABC did. They all were making money. They all were doing well. But they were scared to death of the boycott that was about to come. And you knew it was coming.
Yeah, and that's actually it. I mean, this is one of these instances. You know, there have been times where it's been, you know, invoked with an actor or an athlete who is, you know, not really bringing in big money. But she was at the top of the game. I mean, it was just a week before that ABC was trotting her out as the face of ABC. So they were indeed not happy to do it. Did they do it? Did they do it for reasons of color? Absolutely. But the color was green, not black or white.
So what if she worked for the government and said that?
You know, that's very interesting, because working for the government, her rights probably would be protected as a political statement or a political commentary. Here's where that comes in. If you are I teach at a private university, Bentley University. If I make a political statement that my employers don't like, they can fire me. But if I worked for the University of Massachusetts, that is a state institution.
Right.
And if I made a comment they didn't like that was political, they couldn't.
It's interesting. There it is. Your rights all explained and protected by Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 58 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. you can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, June the 15th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. One of President Trump's attorneys is downplaying the idea the president could pardon himself in the Russian investigation. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has details.
Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani said the president has done nothing wrong and has no need to do it. And he said pardoning himself would be unthinkable and probably lead to immediate impeachment. During several Sunday TV interviews, Giuliani predicted the political ramifications of a president pardoning himself would be tough. The former mayor also said the Trump legal team believes that the president cannot be forced to testify in front of a grand jury during the special counsel's Russia investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of Central America's most active volcanoes erupted in fiery explosions of ash and rock earlier today, killing at least 7 people, injuring 20 others, while a towering cloud of smoke blanketed nearby villages and near Guatemala City. An undetermined number of people still missing, authorities fear that toll could rise. Beijing says it will not step up its purchases of American products if President Trump follows through with his threat to tax billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports. The White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is trying to fix the world trading system, not break it.
Don't blame Trump. Blame China. Blame Europe. Blame NAFTA. Blame those who don't want reciprocal trading, tariff rates, and protectionism.
Kudlow appeared on Fox News Sunday. China's warning comes after delegations led by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and China's top economic advisor, or top economic official, that is, wrapped up a meeting on Beijing's pledge to narrow the trade surplus. San Diego authorities say an officer is recovering after he accidentally shot himself in the leg while pursuing a suspect who pointed a weapon at police and was eventually arrested on the roof of a parking structure. More at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to GoPestFree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
A popular Hamptons builder to the stars dies in a plane crash on Long Island along with family members and the pilot as the search continues to locate two of the victims.
East Hampton police say Ben Krupinski, his wife Bonnie, their 22-year-old grandson William Mayrov, and pilot John Dollard were all on the plane when it went down in the ocean off Indian Wells Beach in Amagansett.
The last contact information was about a mile south of Main Beach when the airport lost contact with them.
Broadcastify recorded emergency personnel as the search began. The FAA says the Piper P-31 Navajo aircraft lost contact with the tower around 3 p.m. Saturday during a time of severe thunderstorms in the area. Krupinski built houses for Billy Joel, Christie Brinkley, and Martha Stewart, among others.
I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A search for new teachers crosses state lines.
They need teachers in Fort Worth, Texas, and are looking about 850 miles away. Superintendent Dr. Kent Scribner, former head of the Phoenix Union High School District, is taking advantage of Arizona's recent education crisis and recruiting some of the state's top teachers with billboards across the Phoenix area boasting Fort Worth ISD's starting salary of $52,000. A starting teacher salary in Arizona can be anywhere from the low 30s to the mid 40s, depending on the district, Val Dior reporting.
Unlike last year, First Lady Melania Trump is not going to join her husband at the G7 summit in Quebec this week, or is she planning to accompany him to the expected meeting with North Korea's leader in Singapore the week after? Mrs. Trump has been recovering from recent surgery. Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
ACNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you are correct. I am not Doug Steffen. I am Rich McFadden, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Victoria Keelan from the DJB Show. Here with you this week to count down your top 10 talk topics. I love saying that. Michael Harrison, thank you for creating this radio show just so that I could sit here every now and then and say, your top 10 talk topics.
I know, that's a tongue twister.
It is, absolutely.
You do it very well.
I'm
most
a professional.
Most people are not capable. You are. That's a top 10 talk topics.
That's it.
Peter Piper.
So, the Talkers Magazine and the staff at Talkers Magazine works very hard every single week monitoring all of the news talk radio stations to see what everybody's talking about and what you are talking about with them, and then they form this little list. And they tell us what we all have been talking about all week. And Michael is usually not here in this hour, but since he is our special guest and does this in the hour he joins Doug, we would like to have him go through the top 10 stories. And just FYI, you might be going, where is Doug? Well, right at this moment, Doug is running around his farm going, why doesn't my generator work and how come my power keeps going out? So,
isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, Doug does this show from a farm.
He does it from his farm, and life on the farm sometimes get interrupted. And if he joins us, he joins us. If he doesn't, he doesn't. The top 10 topics don't change.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Here we are. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and the NBA Finals have finally arrived. That second season of basketball, very interesting. At number 9, we have the murdered Russian journalist, crazy story. And we have at number 8, Kardashian visits Trump, another crazy story. At number 7, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 6, immigration policy and the gang MS-13 being talked about. The steel tariffs at number 5. The Trump pardons are at number 4. At number three, the ongoing Trump-Russia investigation. At number two, we have North Korea talks. Will they or won't they get together in Singapore in June? Well, it is June. And at number one, the ABC television cancellation of the hit TV series Roseanne.
Right.
The people survey, we have LeBron James at number 10, kind of a miracle man out there on the basketball court. Kim Kardashian at number 9, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump at number 8. At number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza. And I know Victoria can pronounce his name perfectly because I was listening to her talking to you during the...
Blagojevich.
Blagojevich. Oh, excellent. Let's see if I can remember that. At number 6, we have Barack Obama. You may remember him. He was president many, many years ago. And number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe. Kim Jong-un at 3, Roseanne Barr at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Kind of a eclectic mix of folk, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. The stories are very interesting this week. It's, you know, a little bit strays from your normal list of stories because we've got a few crazy things thrown in there, and the people as well. It's interesting. If you look at this list of people, they're all a little bit nuts, aren't they? Check it out.
This is a wackadoo list this week.
You should hear what they say about
the top three. The top three are Kim Jong Un, Roseanne Barr, and Donald Trump. How'd you like to be at a cocktail party with those three?
Yeah. Didn't Roseanne Barr run for president at one point? Or was it somebody else, like another crazy? I don't remember
her ever running for president, but I think after this week, she'd probably get a couple of votes.
I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah.
I find it amazing that, I tend to be cynical and think that it's all just a conspiracy. Of course, I know it's not, but that that there's a master plan behind some of the actions of these people who are very, very well known, very wealthy, very influential, and very foolish. And yet, if you realize, no, fame and fortune and status don't necessarily indicate stability.
And Ambien don't mix.
Yeah, well...
And all of her other meds that she's on. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
She's got a lot of issues.
We start out at number one just because, A, it is the most interesting story of the week, and B, we're going to give it the time that Doug usually can't give it. This Roseanne thing, it fascinated me. I was screaming at the television going, okay, great, now why are you still talking about it? But everybody wanted to talk about this for several days in a row.
Yep.
And I was like, okay. And it's an interesting thing in that comedians, there's so many interesting things about it. Comedians used to be able to say crazy things. And now they cannot because you have a cell phone everywhere and everybody is offended all the time. That said, what she said was extremely offensive and she should have been fired. You cannot say that. But nobody is safe anymore, Michael. And in this world of talk radio, it's kind of the same thing. You are paid by radio stations to go out and keep people's attention, to say things to keep people engaged to the radio. Yet at the same time, if you step right over that bound, and the line is right here. Right now I'm behind the line. Right now I'm over the line. You're done. Your career is over.
You're making a very good point. This is the challenge of being a talk radio host. It's also the challenge of being in the opinion business, and particularly talk radio hosts who are paid to be provocative and controversial, and comedians who are paid to be even more provocative and controversial. And it's always been dangerous to be a cutting-edge comedian. All the way back to the days of Lenny Bruce, he was arrested for things that he said publicly in nightclubs, private nightclubs, and they would arrest him. This is nothing new. Comedy is a fascinating area of determining where that constantly moving line may be. Talk radio is more corporate. Although Roseanne operated under a corporate umbrella with ABC TV, and she should have known that. Talk radio is even more difficult because it's very corporate, and these corporations are in a position where they have a genre that succeeds only when it's provocative, and it's hours of spontaneity. Nobody forced Roseanne to do that tweet. The tweet was not part of her act. When you're on the radio for 3 hours without a team of writers, without a lot of time to prepare bits and skits and write it out and pre-produce the parts, you're bound to get in trouble. And that's the art of it. It's very, very difficult business.
It is. And it's, you know, we sit here every day. Doug, Victoria, Jennifer, everybody comes on and we aren't told what to say. I mean, we have a loose outline of what we're going to talk about from hour to hour, segment to segment, day to day. But nobody's telling us what to say, and it's not scripted out. So you are just coming off the cuff. And it's easy to go, ooh, man, should I have said that?
Absolutely. But I do want to point out one thing, that the show that you're describing is not under pressure to be extremely crazy, wild, provocative, controversial. You do not have that reputation. You still have to be interesting, spontaneous, provocative, and controversial, but not on the level that some people face, because that's their shtick.
Right.
And
that's true.
Yeah. For example, Alex Jones got into all kinds of...
I was just thinking Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Alex Jones develops a reputation for being the leading conspiracy theorist in America, and he embraced it. But are there enough conspiracies every day to have fresh meat for the people that enjoy listening to you? So naturally, you're going to start to embellish, you're going to engage in hyperbole, and eventually you're going to make up stuff. And that's why he ran into trouble, to fulfill the expectation of the reputation. Imus got into that problem years ago with the ill-fated remark about the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Yes.
This is a very common situation, and it comes from trying to live up to your reputation, if you have a reputation for being a bad boy or a bad girl. And it's tough, because the bar keeps going higher. And it seems that in this particular era of super sensitivity, where everybody's got a chip on their shoulder, that somebody outside of your target audience, the people that like what you do, like I mentioned before, Lenny Bruce appearing at a private nightclub and then being arrested for breaking civic codes, the people outside of your audience hear about it because of the internet and because of all these organizations out there and the politicization of everything, and they hear it secondhand and they get offended. People get offended who aren't even in your audience.
Yeah. Well,
and that's the problem.
Give me 90 seconds on the change in broadcasting over the past decade, to where there is no news, quote unquote news, unbiased news. Everything is opinion. You know what you're going to get from CNN. You know what you're going to get from Fox and MSNBC. You even know what you're going to get from NBC, CBS, and ABC News. Is that totally gone, and how does that affect talk radio? Because talk radio used to be the place where you went for opinion.
Yeah, they've co-opted talk radio shtick. And there was once a time in the world when newspapers and various aspects of newspapers, television news, radio news, would have what's called editorial, and we don't mean op-ed, we mean straight news, and then they would have the op-ed, the opinion editorial, and it was very separate. Opinion was separate from the news, and talk radio was kind of cool in as much as it was the place, it was an accompaniment, a side dish to the news, where you would get all views, and maybe a little bit of news, and it was the news at the top of the hour, and then let's talk about the news and give our opinion, and that proved to be so successful that the all-news operations, newspapers, television news, ABC, Fox emerges. They stole talk radio's shtick and have put opinion front and forward, and because it gets ratings. It confirms people's predispositions. It gives them affirmation that they're right, that they and their buddies are right. And it's turned everything on its ear. It's not good for talk radio, because now talk radio has to compete against everybody doing its thing.
I've always made the case, and I don't know how many years I'll be able to make this case, but certainly now, talk radio hosts have years of experience of engaging with an audience, whereas TV hosts do not, except for Hannity-type things. But you know, TV has got a lot of catching up to do to be able to engage an audience like talk radio does.
Well, TV is a very different medium. It impacts a different part of the psyche. It's, you know, media theory goes very deep into that. But also, TV is very shallow.
Right.
But I've learned that when you watch it, you could say something in 30 seconds on TV, and it seems like it's a big deal. It's the psychology of how it works.
All right. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 19 past the hour. Coming up, North Korea and the Trump-Russia investigations.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the result.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I have a question for all of you who are concerned about the future of our country. Is it your desire that the youth of today be the future safeguard of our constitutional republic and our Christian heritage? Our youth and adults are being deceived into believing the big lie, and that is, there is no God nor life after death. No wonder they have lost all hope. Only in having a true relationship with Jesus Christ can you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, sans Doug Steffen, who is chasing his generator around his farm. So instead, we had the privilege of having Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine here, along with Victoria Keeling of the DJV Show, and myself, Rich McFadden of Radio America. We are at number 2 and 3. We're going backwards for Doug. We started with number 1, which was ABC cancels the Roseanne show. Big, huge topic on talk radio this week. And actually everywhere. Everybody was talking about
everyone.
It.
Everyone. Yep.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you can see in that story just how frivolous and shallow a society we are, because one of the most important stories of the week was not even in our top 10 list. And there were surveys done by research organizations comparing the Roseanne story's coverage on the straight news networks with a really important story. The really important story of the week was the fact that thousands and thousands and thousands of people died in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of that storm, which has been basically underplayed, underaddressed, underdealt with, and underreported.
So let's give that a little bit, a couple of minutes then, since we have the ability to change the list as you're sitting here. Puerto Rico is reporting that 63 people died, something like that, in the storm.
Well,
but in reality, in the aftermath, because of the lack of power, because of the lack of medical attention, they calculated that it's over 4,000 people have died in relation to
it's
the storm.
Closer to 5,000, yep.
Right, right. And that, I'm tying that into the number one story of the week. In other words, I'm not saying, hey, we should be talking about Puerto Rico, even though we should. I'm not going off survey. What I'm saying is, if you look at the amount of conversation about Roseanne, the part of the story about that story is how obsessed the media and the public is about basically something that is not that important to our lives. It's still under the category.
I would challenge that a little bit.
Of entertainment.
I would say the Roseanne story has importance because, we all talk about race relations.
Mm-hmm.
We all talk about hate and hate speech.
Yeah, there's no question. But
we all talk about use of drugs and Ambien.
Yeah, but there's no aspect. There's no aspect to what some television comedian who has a reputation for being a bit of a loose cannon anyway did on a Twitter account to thousands of people dying, and the real race issue being the fact that far more attention was given to the people in Houston than to the people in Puerto Rico. And the question is, why is that?
Well, so there, that's a big question.
Yeah. So, and again, I'm not playing the role here of, hey, I'm not being a complainer. I'm just pointing out, connecting dots as to which directions these stories go from a standpoint of if you want to talk about it. But that's all. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I think it's a great point, Michael. And I my husband and I do a lot of dog rescue work with the island of Puerto Rico. So we're very connected to this story. And we have been since long before the storm with the debt crisis and things like that. And the fact that I think most Americans, I think in the middle of the country, don't consider Puerto Ricans Americans. They don't even realize that they are American citizens. There's 3.8 or 3.9 million American citizens living on the island of Puerto Rico, and people think because it's so far away, it's in the Caribbean, they're not white. I think there's so many factors to the distance that most people have. There's no real connection. Now, I'm in New York City. There's a huge Puerto Rican population here, so there's a big connection to the island here, and so it's easier for us to be up on these types of issues and more aware of the news. But I just think it's a lot of out of sight, out of mind. And however, I don't know what the death count was of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Was it over 100 people? I don't even remember. But it was certainly nothing compared to 4,600 people and counting. And they haven't even cleaned up the island yet. It still looks like the moon.
There it is. It's 29 past the hour. I know I promised you North Korea and Russia and Trump pardons and steel tariffs, and it's all coming up here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss, whether you have 5 or 10 pounds, or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOP-LOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com.
Many children and adults face life-threatening allergies. Race car driver Elliot Sadler discusses the need to react quickly when responding to a life-threatening allergic emergency.
When my son Wyatt was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with a severe peanut allergy. We take precautions in case of an allergic reaction, avoiding known allergens, understanding the signs and symptoms of anaphylaxis, and always carrying an IVQ, an epinephrine auto-injector. Professionally, I understand the importance of acting quickly. I was drawn to IVQ because of the voice instructions helped guide me to act quickly during an allergic emergency. And it's also reassuring that anyone looking after Wyatt can also learn to use. Taking precautions and spreading awareness is so important. We read labels thoroughly to avoid food with peanuts and remind everyone caring for Wyatt not to have any peanut-containing foods out on the counter. Our family and others caring for him always have an IVQ epinephrine auto-injector in case of an allergic emergency and are prepared to seek emergency care.
Visit IVQ.com to learn more about IVQ, including important safety information. That's AUVI-Q.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden from Radio America, and for Doug Steffen, who may or may not be back, depending on the generator gods on his farm. So until then, you've got myself, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and of course, we have the pleasure of having the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which isn't really a magazine anymore, Michael. It's all
yes,
online.
It is. It's a magazine.
Tell me how it's a magazine when you're online. What makes it a magazine when everything's digital now?
I remember
the days of waiting to get my new Talkers magazine show up. It was a big, beautiful, color, probably 40, 50-page magazine that would show up in my office every week.
Big color printing and paper is not going to enhance your career. It's not going to help you do a better job as a broadcaster. What comes in the online now does the same exact thing, only better than that piece of print. It's the content that counts, and even more than that, it's the philosophy of what it is. The reason we continue to call it a magazine is because it's in the tradition of the great trade publications. And the last thing I want to do is suddenly have Talkers be a website, a trade website. It's a trade magazine when just like a newspaper.
Right.
When you go to the LATimes.com or the WashingtonPost.com, you know you're reading a newspaper online. It's the conveyance, but it's the psychology of it, the philosophy.
So there's still a format.
Its purpose is to do what trade magazines have done. Maybe years from now, as we get deeper into the 21st century, we'll shed those words like listening to a record, taping an interview. But for the sake of communication, and I thought hard about this as the chief decision maker at Talkers, and that's why we kept the word magazine in there, because people understand what a trade publication, what a trade magazine is. Websites, that's a very, very vague area right now in terms of our development culturally.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, since you are the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine, you have the honor of reviewing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week as calculated by the folks at Talkers Magazine throughout talk radio.
You want me to go through the list again?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you mean we don't have the same people listening from the beginning of the
show? We do not have the same people. Believe it or not, people jump
in and out
of this
program. People have lives. They're like doing other things. They're not sitting in front of the radio in chairs.
And that's one thing that a lot of talk radio listeners don't understand is that much like yourself, you're listening to this show right now in your car on your way to work, on your way to the store. In between calls at your office, whatever it is.
Just to inform our listeners, that's one of the perplexing, challenging aspects of doing radio, because you have a moving target audience. It'd be like, you know, going to the movies and starting the movie every 5 minutes.
Right.
Because people are walking in the theater.
Right.
Actually, back when I was a kid, that's the way you went to the movies. You'd go any time. You never knew the schedule. You'd sit down during the movie, then you'd stay for the repeat of the movie, and you'd leave at the point that you
get
came
out.
That is nuts.
So you
see
the end of a movie, know the end, and then stay and watch the beginning of it?
Why do you think they used to have the saying, nobody will be allowed in the theater during the final 10 minutes of this film? Because back in the day, the movies would be on, and they would show the movie continuously, or maybe a B movie as well. So you'd have the A movie, then the B movie, then the A movie, then the B movie, the A movie, the B movie. And it was not that easy to get the schedule, because there was no online or anything. So you just go to the movies. You'd get there, you'd go in, you'd know that if you stay there long enough, you're going to
see
both films, and you'd start in the middle of it. It was common.
That's awful.
Ask anybody over.
Oh my God.
You guys are kids,
awful.
But ask anybody over 55 years old what it was
torture.
Like going to the movies when they were kids.
Oh my God.
I literally can't handle that at a museum when they have sometimes a video presentation and, you know, it's on a loop, so you never really know what point you're at. And that's like a 20-minute thing. Like, I could never handle that for 2 hours.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, people listening to this, am I right? I can feel everybody going, right, that's right. That's what it was like. It was continuous showings was the term. And you'd see people walking out in the middle of a movie. Ah, is that the part we came in? And if it was really a great movie, you'd stay and watch it 1.5 times.
Wow.
You'd stay all the way to the end.
Thank God for technology.
Okay, do we have time for me to run through all these?
Absolutely. it. Let's do it.
Okay, number 10, Major League Baseball action, NBA Finals. Number 9, the murdered Russian journalist. And murdered is in quotes. Kim Kardashian West visits Trump and in the West Wing. That's why they named it that. At number 8. Number 7, Iran nuclear deal. Number 6, immigration policy and MS-13. Steel tariffs at 5. Trump pardons at 4. Trump-Russia investigation at 3. Number 2, North Korea and the U.S. What's going on? And number 1, the most important story of all time, ABC TV cancels Roseanne.
And it's eating up a lot of our time here, for sure.
Yeah, it's okay. People like it. And, you want the people survey? Or?
I do want the people. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Number 10, LeBron. Number 9, Kim. No, Kim Kardashian, as opposed to the other Kim. We got two Kims on the
two
survey.
Kims.
At number 8. Samantha B. and Ivanka Trump at number 8. Number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, Dinesh D'Souza, Barack Obama at 6. Number 5, Hillary. Number 4, Mueller, Comey, and McCabe. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Roseanne Barr. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
All right, I feel like Doug Steffen because we've basically eaten up half of this hour talking about Roseanne, and we need to plow through the rest of this stuff. But, you know, some of these things are, there's not a whole lot new going on. For example, number 2 and number 3, North Korea talks and the Trump-Russia investigation. What do you think will come out of it, Victoria?
I've said this for a long time. I think a photo op is going to come out of it. I don't really know that we're going to get anything solid. I don't know. I really don't know. And what can we expect out of it? Kim Jong-un can say, well, we just blew up a tunnel and we just blew up part of the stuff in our nuclear program. But they've done that before, and then they just rebuilt it. So I don't know. I think that this makes Kim Jong-un, this is all upside for him. I just don't know what the upside really
is. This is why I asked you first, because I know you were skeptical of this whole thing the whole time.
Yeah.
And now that we've seen Kim Jong-un try to take some, call them good faith measures, releasing the prisoners and blowing up one of the plants and trying, you know, but then again he slipped and called Vice President Pence dumb and whatnot. So I'm wondering whether your opinion has changed about it at all.
I still think that all of this is posturing for Kim Jong-un, and I think all of it is good press for him, because while he can dangle that carrot as long as he can, he still looks like a better person than we thought of him a few months ago.
So we're all suckers.
So.
As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say,
I don't want
suckers.
Us to be. Obviously, I don't want us to be, and I don't want our country to look bad. But I don't really know that we're going to get anything out of it. I just
Michael,
don't.
You have a good out. You got a good feeling about this.
I think that the end is already planned. I think this is a reality show. Two very like-minded
people.
You
are cynical, aren't you?
Yeah, two very like-minded guys have figured out a way to benefit from each other's relationship, and that's Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. I think they're the best buddies that ever happened. I think that they're all laid out. I think they're having a ball.
It's funny you say that. Well, one of our hosts here, Chad Benson, who has a very interesting take on stories, just he's so different. He was like, you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un understand each other.
Exactly.
Trump
That's what I'm
knows
saying.
That Kim Jong-un wants to be riding in a limo with a hot tub in it. He wants to be hanging out with Dennis Rodman. The guy wants bling. He wants to live the life. And
Absolutely.
Trump knows how to deal with those kind of guys.
Yep.
When you talk to Trump in the number 7, the Iran nuclear deal, not so much. Trump doesn't know how to negotiate that deal because he doesn't understand them. They're coming from a different perspective. But Kim Jong-un, he gets that guy.
I agree with Chad. I agree with me. And I think that's the answer. I think this thing is all laid out.
But the question, though, is what are we getting out of it? Besides these two, you know, just kind of
Less
dragging
nuclear arms,
it on, what are we getting out of
peace
it, really?
Deal?
What we're getting out of it is that that Kim Jong-un is not going to shoot a nuclear missile into Washington, D.C. or L.A. or Seattle. As people were worried about 1 year ago when he was doing his Rocket Man tests and threatening the U.S. What's happened is suddenly we have a whole different dance going on with this country. These guys were insulting each other, and people thought that Trump was taking us to the brink of a nuclear disaster. And if there was a war, 100,000 people would immediately die in South Korea. And remember the news. Now the news is, where are they going to have the meeting? Are they going to have it on the 12th, or are they going to have it in July? The whole thing has changed.
Let me ask this question. Do you think that, and Rich, this is a question for you as well, do we think that the Iran, us pulling out of the Iran deal, with 3 years into signing it, do you think that that is weighing on Kim Jong-un at all? That if he does come to some sort of accord with us, we are going to pull the plug because we just showed him that's our pattern.
Well, I think that hopefully he realizes that Trump thinks that the Iran deal was a bad deal to begin with, and that's why he pulled out of it, because it doesn't have our benches.
But what if the next president thinks that this is a bad deal? If I was Kim Jong-un, I would take a beat and I'd think about that.
You know, I think Kim Jong-un is worried about getting just pulverized. I think that's it. I think he thinks Trump is just crazy enough to take it to the level where it sends them back to the Dark Ages, not with a bomb or something like that, but just cuts them off financially to the point where they can't even exist. Or perhaps there is a SEAL Team 6 going in and his days are numbered. I think he thinks that Trump is crazy enough to do that, and especially when he puts Bolton in, that it could happen. So I think he probably looks at it and goes, okay, I can't play with these guys the way I used to. Maybe this is the tactic I take. Maybe I go and be magnanimous, I be a good guy, I crush all my weapons, and I show everybody that I'm ready to play nice.
And beyond that, it doesn't matter, because it has as much impact on our lives as ABC canceling Roseanne or anything else on these surveys.
Agreed. All right, so here we go to the next. This one we're going to skip through real quick, because there's not a whole lot, even though everybody's still talking about the Trump-Russia investigation. There's not a ton new there. The Stephen Halper mole thing is still kind of lurking around, but the media is pretty much treating that like Trump is crazy and there's nuts and there's nothing going on there. So that's at number three. The Trump pardons thing is an interesting story. Who does he want to pardon, and why does he want to pardon them, and who really cares?
He wants to pardon people so that the people that are currently indicted and investigated, his former cabinet members, advisors, friends, and supporters, should hang in there and resist giving up too much information, because he's sending a signal that the cavalry will come, and mm-hmm. in the end, he will save them.
And isn't that what every president does?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Doesn't every president save his friends on the last day?
Other presidents, and Trump may be just like that, often leave people to take the bullet for them. People go to jail to cover up for the big guys.
Yep. Scooter Libby.
Even go back to Nixon. A number of his guys took it. Yeah. No, I think Trump is trying to play both ends of the candle, as they say.
All right. So at number five, we have the steel tariffs. So this is more the art of the deal with Trump trying to get better deals for the United States. He thinks Canada is taking advantage of us. He thinks the Brits are taking advantage of us. But I want to get to the most important thing. So the Iran nuclear deal, we talked about that. Murder Russian journalist. Okay, what are we going to do there? The Kardashian visits Trump story. Give me 20 seconds on that, Victoria.
Kim Kardashian has been working with Jared and Ivanka. They're trying to talk about prison reform, and there's this woman, Alice something or other, I forget her name. She's a 63-year-old great-grandmother. She's been in jail for a life sentence for a nonviolent drug crime. It was her first offense, so they're trying to get her pardoned.
Yeah, there we go. Celebrities trying to get people out of prison. That's a great thing. All right. There's your top 10 topics and people of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, Michael Harrison, for joining us in this hour in place of Doug. And thank you, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I am Rich McFadden. You can check more out at the DJ or TalkRadioCountdownShow.com, and, of course, always at TalkersMagazine.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Long QT syndrome is a heart rhythm disorder that can cause fast, out-of-control heartbeats, triggering fainting spells, seizures, and even death. Cardiologist and long QT specialist Dr. Michael Ackerman says we're learning that the condition is more common than initially thought.
About 1 in 2,000 individuals, we really don't know its true frequency, but it's probably the most common genetic heart rhythm disorder that we have.
Right now, there's no intentional screening protocol. That's why raising awareness about the condition is so important.
The long QT warning faint is it came out of nowhere with no forewarning, and bam, I collapsed in the middle of exertion or after a sudden startle or an alarm sounded. And that kind of instantaneous faint is an indicator.
The good news, according to Dr. Ackerman, is that once discovered, treatment is very effective. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. At MyPillow.com, made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing?
Oh,
my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of The Red Shoes, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Dance It Out on Saturday, June 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. When Karen puts on The Red Shoes, she can't stop dancing. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music and talented dancers. The matinee performance is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from 5 to number 1, Victoria will traverse this arena. We've talked about some of these stories this week. The top 5 items from technology, starting at number 5, which is, yet again, if you look through the top 5, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last 4 digits of their Social Security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirements. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that. Even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Give hand over the last 4 digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no foreign person is interfering.
Number 4. A drone. We've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not. It doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected: San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. In Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on. The top 5 items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number 3 item.
Yes, this is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the 2 big stories this week. In terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when 2 garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured 2 garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone seriously and cause a lot of fires. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
Number 2, dangerous.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big one.
All right. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Right, exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An attorney for President Trump stressed Sunday the president's legal team would contest any effort to force the president to testify in front of a grand jury during special counsel's Russia probe, but he downplayed the idea that Mr. Trump could pardon himself.
Pardoning himself would just be unthinkable, and it would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
Rudy Giuliani and NBC's Meet the Press. Then on ABC's This Week, Giuliani said the president would like to speak to the special counsel, and he's trying to keep an open mind on the issue.
And I have to just be honest, I mean, with leaning toward not. But look, if they can convince us that it will be brief, it'll be to the point. There are 5 or 6 points they have to clarify, and with that, we can get this over, this long nightmare for the American public over.
Authorities in Guatemala say 7 people have been killed, at least 20 injured, and an unknown number missing following an eruption Sunday of a volcano about 27 miles southwest of the capital, Guatemala City. Officials fear the numbers could rise. Britain remembers London Bridge victims on the first anniversary of the deadly attack.
A remembrance service attended by survivors, politicians and emergency workers has taken place at Southwark Cathedral near London Bridge. On June 3, 2017, 8 people were killed and almost 50 injured when 3 attackers ran down pedestrians on a bridge, then stabbed people in a nearby market. The terror attack came 2 weeks after a bombing at a concert in Manchester Arena, which killed 22 people. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain's resolve to stand firm against terrorism is stronger than ever, and she's paid tribute to the bravery of first responders at London Bridge and others, in particular a Spanish man who tackled attackers with his skateboard and died in the attack. Charles Villadesma, London.
President Trump making final preparations to head to Quebec this week for the G7 summit. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's go. Pestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
Consumer Reports is now recommending Tesla's Model 3 compact electric car. after a company software update improved its poor braking performance.
The magazine says the wireless update of anti-lock braking software cut 19 feet from the car's stopping distance from 60 miles an hour. A previous test found that it took 152 feet for the car to stop from 60. That was the longest braking distance of any modern car the magazine has tested. But in a test after the update, the stopping distance fell to 133 feet. Consumer Reports says that's typical for a compact luxury car.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The largest breast cancer treatment study ever conducted finds most women with the most common form of the disease can safely skip chemotherapy. The study used genetic testing to determine which women with early stage cancers needed more treatment beyond the usual surgery. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The owner of the oldest nuclear power plant says shutting it down will be a long process and a costly one.
Exelon Generation says it will cost $1.4 billion and take about 60 years to fully decommission the site that's due to close in October. If the Nuclear Regulatory Commission approves the company's plan, the plant shutdown and defueling would begin September 17th and wrap up September 30th. That would be followed by about 1.5 years of preparation for a 55-year-long shutdown process.
Correspondent Rich Thomason adds Oyster Creek is located in Lacey Township, New Jersey, about 60 miles east of Philadelphia. FIFA inspectors warned voters deciding the host of the 2026 World Cup, Morocco's plans pose a high risk to the tournament due to a lack of infrastructure, while awarding North America's bid a significantly higher score in an evaluation report. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, Sprintern, what are you up to?
Hey, Paul, showing you the unrivaled iPhone X, and you know what I can do with it?
No, what?
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Spirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and two great couple comedies coming up, but they are a wee bit different. The first is a family sitcom led by a blue-collar factory-working dad with a couple of kids. The second features a childless couple with a husband that never seemed to hold a job. The shows I speak of, The Life of Riley and Fibber McGee and Molly. Jim and Marion Jordan were the McGees, married way back in the year 1918, shortly after Jim had returned from serving in the First World War. The couple did a number of different radio series out of Chicago until hitting upon the program that made them national stars. The first Fibber McGee and Molly broadcast was in the spring of 1935, and it was nearly a full decade later when this opening program was launched. William Bendix was a perfect fit as the Riley family patriarch, and cast as his wife, Paula Winslow. The children, Babs and Junior, were voiced by different young performers over the radio run, including Sharon Douglas, Barbara Eiler, Conrad Binion, Tommy Cook, and Bobby Ellis. Handling two roles was the very busy and talented John Brown. He played Chester's neighbor and co-worker Gillis, as well as handling the show's most popular character, Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. A common go-to move by the series' writers was utilizing flashback storylines, and this is an example of that. The episode title is The Monkey, which will make sense to you by the end of the broadcast, which is from March 13, 1948.
The Life of Riley, with William Bendix as Riley. Those who know him best will freely admit that Chester A. Riley is indeed a generous soul. Nothing brings Riley greater pleasure than the act of giving. Not sordid things like money, but something more precious. Advice. For instance, the other night, the Rileys had a dinner guest, a young fellow who works alongside of Riley at the plant, and during coffee, Riley was sounding off.
Believe me, Henry, there's nothing like marriage. We've been married 18 years. It's the greatest investment in the world. Now, when...
Riley, stop dropping ashes on the carpet.
When I was a bachelor, if I wanted a good meal, I'd have to spend at least $2 in a restaurant. But I was smart. I invested that same $2 in a marriage license. Now look what I got. A combination cook, maid, and housekeeper.
And a scrub woman and laundress.
Yeah, when I go out to shoot pool, she's also a babysitter.
Yeah, marriage is fine for some people.
Why, for everybody. Take a tip from me, Henry. Find yourself a nice girl. Get hitched. Peg, do we know some old maid who'd make Henry a good...
Riley!
I am married, Mr. Riley.
You are? Don't show on your face.
Why, you never mentioned it, Henry.
Well, the fact is we're not living together.
Really? Peg, do you hear that? They're married, but they're not living together. That's a cute arrangement.
Riley, for heaven's sake.
Well, I think it's a very cute... Oh. Oh, you mean you split up?
Yeah, Marge is living with her mother.
Well, what happened?
Well, you see, Marge and me had this big fight.
Oh, what started the fight?
Well, last June we got married.
That's what usually starts it.
Riley, will you stop interrupting?
Well, everything was fine for a few months. We both had jobs. But I believe one person in the family working is enough.
I see. She refused to let you quit.
Oh, no. I wanted her to quit, but she wouldn't. Oh. We were always having little quarrels about it until one night we had a real big fight.
Tell us about the big fight.
Well, she claimed I didn't love her anymore, and she started to cry. And then she said she's through, and she told me to pack up and get out. So I left.
Oh, that's all very interesting, but tell us about the big fight you had.
Oh, that was it.
Oh. I thought you meant with slugging. So you left her, huh? Well, I think you did the right thing.
Oh, I don't know. I think I was in the wrong.
You were, Henry. I'm sure she didn't mean any of it.
You think maybe I ought to call her up, Mrs. Riley?
Oh, yes.
Don't you do it. Let her come to you.
But, Riley, maybe...
I know what I'm saying from personal experience. Peg and me almost busted up the first year.
You separated?
Yes, sir. It was a clean break. She handed me her wedding ring, and I handed her the $3 she paid for it. But did I go crawling back? No, sir. I waited till she came to me. Henry, take my advice. You wait till Marge comes to you. I don't care if it takes 10 years.
Well, you really think that's best?
Well, now, Henry...
Positive. Well, now that I solved your little problem, Henry, let's celebrate with a round of Cokes. I'll get some from the drugstore.
Mr. Riley's right. After all, she told me to go. Let her come to me.
Henry, before you make up your mind, maybe I better tell you what really happened with us. You know, sometimes Riley forgets things he doesn't want to remember.
You mean it wasn't like he said?
Well, not exactly. He was... Well, I'll tell you the whole thing from the beginning. It was just a few weeks before our first anniversary. We had a little two-room apartment in Brooklyn, and this particular Saturday night we were doing the dishes. I was washing them, Riley was drying.
Any more dishes to wipe, Peggy?
Oh, that's all right, dear. I'll finish up by myself. You run along to your poker game.
I hate to leave you alone like this, Peggy.
Oh, I don't mind. I got some letters to write. I haven't written to Papa in weeks.
When is the old buzzard coming back from Brazil?
Chester, you promised you wouldn't talk that way about Papa.
I know, but I can't help it. I can't forget how he insulted me when I broke the news we were married.
Well, that's all past now.
Imagine offering me $50 to have the marriage annulled. Now, your mother was different. She was real sweet about it. She offered me $100.
You stop, Chester. Oh, now, listen, Pop will be home in a few weeks, and I don't want any fights.
Okay, Peggy.
Now, run along. And remember, you'll be home by 11. Promise?
11, I promise.
And good luck in your poker game. Good night.
Ain't you forgetting something?
Of course. Here's a kiss.
I meant,
Oh, yes. Here. Here's your 50 cents. Try not to lose it all.
Thanks. Gee, you sweet Peggy, you really trust me. Hey, you let me go out all alone on a Saturday night, and how do you know I won't squander this whole 50 cents on some gorgeous doll?
Listen, Casanova, you talk big.
Yeah, plenty of beautiful girls were crazy about me, and still are. Like Lucille Manning, why...
Stop. If a beautiful girl as much as looked at you, you'd faint.
Is that so? That's what you think, Mrs. Riley. When I come face to face with a beautiful dame, I don't faint. She faints. Good night, sweetheart. Well, here's where I leave you, Gillis.
Yeah, so long, Riley. Great little session we had tonight.
Yeah, great game. Great game.
Why are you so jumpy, Riley?
Nothing. What time is it?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Holy smoke. I promised Peg I'd be home by 11.
So what? You still got 6 more hours.
I meant 11 last night, Chief.
So that's it. Afraid of the ball and chain, huh?
Give us, pipe down. You'll wake her up.
Good night, Sonny. Don't let Mama spank too hard.
wise guy. Oh, I hope she's asleep. She's asleep. Good. I hope she don't wake up. I'm 6 hours late. I could tell her my watch is slow. Yeah, that's a good excuse, huh? Only I haven't got a watch. Oh, darn those mice. I gotta rent a cat. Oh, it's my shoes. I better take them off before I wake Peg up. Yeah.
Oh, who's there? Oh, it's you, dear.
Yeah. Go back to sleep, Peggy.
What? Why, it's light out. What time is it?
Time? It's about 5.
5? Well, what in the world did you get up at this hour for?
Get up?
And you're all dressed. Where are you going?
Going? I'm just coming. Yeah. I'm going to work. That's it, work. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work I go.
But Chester, it's Sunday.
Yeah, well, I got a special job to do.
Oh, that's awful, dear. Why didn't you tell me last night?
Well, it just came up. Goodbye, Peggy. I'm dead. I gotta get some sleep. It's only 7 o'clock. Everything's closed. I gotta sit down and rest a minute. Oh, this feels good.
Hello there, Riley.
Who's that?
Don't tell me you've forgotten me.
Oh, hello, Lucille.
What are you doing? Hey, don't lie down on that fender.
Excuse me, Lucille. I'm dead tired.
Well, hop in. I'll give you a lift.
Oh, thanks.
Where are you going, Riley?
No place, Lucille. I got a whole day to kill.
Well, how about coming with me? The Greenpoint Social Club is giving a picnic. How about it, Riley?
Okay.
Same old Riley. The life of the party.
Say, me and Honeybee was wondering if you kids would like to spend the afternoon together with us.
Oh, well, we'd love to, but Chester isn't home. He's working.
He's what?
He's working. The poor dear left at 5 this morning.
5? But that's when he... Oh, the poor dear.
Yes, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, as long as Riley is working... how's about you coming with us?
Oh, well, I'd love to. Where are we going?
To a picnic. The Greenpoint Social Club.
Well, we're here. Riley, we're here. Wake up.
Where am I?
At the picnic. I'm Lucille, remember?
Lucille? What am I? You kidnapped me.
What? Come on, Riley, let's get out of the car.
Don't touch me, I'm married.
Well, you conceded, eh? You don't think I brought you out because of your fatal charm?
Oh, you mean you don't care for me that way?
I don't care for you anyway. I happen to be meeting my boyfriend here. I'll see you around.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I think I'll go over to that clump of trees and stretch out and take a snooze.
Here's a nice spot, Peg. Right near that clump of trees.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Hey, listen to that. I didn't know there was a sawmill on the premises.
What? That's snoring. There's only one man I ever heard snore like that. Oh, but it can't be him. He's working.
Yeah, well, I better go back to the car and help Honeybee with the grub.
All right, I'll set up the grate for the fire.
Yeah, it's a little bent.
Well, I can straighten it out with this rock. Oh, and you better get some water for the coffee.
What's that? Who's hammering like that? Oh, it's that dame over there. Guy can't take a nap without some dame blasting his head off. Hey! Hey, you cut the noise! Listen, lady, what's the big idea making me gibber gibber? Peg.
Chester!
Excuse me, I got the wrong lady.
Chester Riley, what are you doing here? I thought you had to work today.
Well, you see, I just said so because...
You lied to me. You don't love me anymore.
Yes, I do. Honest, don't cry.
Get away from me. How could you be so mean? Leaving me at home and going to a picnic all by yourself.
Oh, no, I didn't come by myself. I came with Lucille. Peg, you don't understand. I just let Lucille pick me up. Peggy, don't cry. Come home and I'll explain it.
I would stay in the same house with you if we're through. You can pack your things and get out.
Okay. If that's the way you want it, I'm through, too.
I never want to see you again.
Don't worry, you won't. I'm leaving for good. I'll show you. I'm going home to my mother.
You're listening to The Life of Riley on When Radio Was. We'll be back right after this short break.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
In the midst of overt attacks on faith and free speech, Pacific Justice Institute wants to remind college students of their constitutional rights. You see, there are numerous Supreme Court decisions that guarantee equal treatment of religious students on college campuses.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. I have a question for all of you who are concerned about the future of our country. Is it your desire that the youth of today be the future safeguard of our constitutional republic and our Christian heritage? Our youth and adults are being deceived into believing the big lie, and that is, there is no God nor life after death. No wonder they have lost all hope. Only in having a true relationship with Jesus Christ can you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to this Life of Riley episode entitled The Monkey on When Radio Was.
And now back to the Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley is telling the story of the Riley's first marital rift to a young man who's having the same problem.
So that's how Riley and I happened to split up, Henry.
And Mr. Riley went home to his mother?
Yes, and I stayed alone in the flat. We were both pretty stubborn and pretty silly. Neither one of us would make the first move to patch things up.
Well, how did you get together again?
Well, one day I was sitting home moping when little Jenny Watkins, she was our neighbor's little girl, well, she came rushing into the house very excited.
Mrs. Riley! Mrs. Riley!
Oh, Jenny, what's the matter?
He's back! He's come back!
My husband?
No, your father from South America!
Papa!
And you should see what he brought you, a little baby monkey.
What?
A little baby monkey. He's coming up the stairs. Oh, you should see that monkey. Karen, that's the monkey.
Peggy, my child.
Oh, Papa, I'm so glad you're back.
It's good to be back. Let me look at you. Hey, you don't look well, Peggy. Those shadows under your eyes.
Oh, I'm all right. Well, Papa, why didn't you write me you were coming?
I wanted to surprise you. Look what I brought you. I remember when you were a little girl, you always wanted a monkey.
Oh, he's cute, Papa.
Can I play with him, Mrs. Riley?
Well, later, Jenny. Run along now, honey.
Okay, Mrs. Riley.
Look, Peggy, look, the monkey's going through your purse. Hey, by the way, where's that big baboon you've got?
Baboon?
Your husband.
Chester, well, we're not living together anymore.
What?
Yes, he left a few months ago.
Deserted you? I knew he was that kind. I told you so. Well, you're better off, child.
He didn't desert me. Anyway, I'd rather not talk about it, Papa.
Peggy, don't tell me you're still in love with that oaf.
Me? In love with him? Well, I should say not. I'm through with him. For good.
Well, now you're showing some sense.
Oh, what's the matter with the little monkey? Look how he's holding his stomach.
Oh, he's just a little off his feed, the sea voyage. Better have a veterinarian look him over.
I will. Maybe I better take him out in the backyard and give him a little fresh air.
Good idea.
Come on, out we go.
Poor little girl. When I think of what that big lummox is... Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Barker, you're back. Welcome home, Pop.
Get out of this house, Riley.
But, Pop...
Don't pop me or I'll pop you. You've got your nerve showing up here. Haven't you made my little girl suffer enough?
I know. I shouldn't have stayed away so long. That's why I came to ask her to take me back.
Well, it's too late. She's through with you. For good. She told me so.
Well, she couldn't have said that. Not Peg. When we got married, she said we're like Romeo and Juliet. Please, go tell Peg her Juliet has come back to her.
She doesn't want to have anything to do with you. My lawyer will get in touch with you. There'll be the usual settlement, of course.
Settlement?
Yes, the alimony.
Alimony? You've got your nerve. You expect me to... I ain't taking no alimony. I got my pride... What a mess. Without Peg, my life is finished. I might as well say goodbye to this world.
Who there, Riley? Can I drop you anywhere?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. For you.
I feel terrible, Digger. My spirits is very low.
Spirits? That's odd. I just come from a spiritualist seance. We all sat around a table. The medium placed a box on the table. Then the box rose into the air and moved out of the room by itself.
Well, gee, how did they do that?
I wish I knew. If I was able to do that, I could lay off six men. Why so perturbed, Riley?
Well, me and my wife, we had a misunderstanding.
Oh, what a pity. Misunderstandings are the gophers in the garden of love. And like gophers, they dig the ground from under your feet. But here I am talking shop. Riley, patch up this rift with your dear spouse.
No, it's too late. Besides, I got my pride.
Nonsense. Plead for forgiveness. Come, I'll drive you there in my vehicle.
No. I'll die first.
In this case, that won't be necessary. Slide in.
That's no use, Digger. I'm going to see a lawyer about a divorce.
Well, I'm afraid you haven't got an airtight case. And I know an airtight case when I see one. But, Riley, I implore you, don't give up the ship of matrimony. Pour connubial kerosene on the flame of your love. Go home.
Well, okay, I'll give her one more chance.
Now you're talking sense, and I'm so proud. You're the third person I've straightened out today.
Well... Well, thanks, Digger.
But you're the only one who said thanks. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Jenny.
Well, I'm busy now, dear. The doctor's here to examine the little monkey.
I know. Is he all right?
Oh, yes, he'll be fine, but he needs a special diet.
Well, sure, he's still a little baby.
Well, run along now, will you, honey?
Bye, Mrs. Riley.
Bye, dear.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Jenny.
You've been away, Mr. Riley?
Yeah, I was... Yeah. Listen, Jenny, is Mrs. Riley upstairs?
Yeah, she's there. The doctor's there, too.
Doctor? Well, what doctor? Is she sick?
Didn't you know? She had to call a doctor on account of the little baby...
Baby! What baby?
Wait till you see it. It just came.
A baby! Out of my way! Oh, my poor Peg. I didn't know. Why didn't she tell me? Oh, my poor, brave little wife. Excuse me.
Why don't you look out, young man?
I'm sorry. I'm in a hurry.
You knocked my bag out of my hand.
I'm sorry. Here's your bag. Bag? You must be the doctor.
Yes, I am.
I'm Riley. Is everything okay?
No, don't worry. Everything is all right.
Oh, thank heaven. And how's the little...
Fine. He's the cutest little monkey I ever saw.
It's a he. I always wanted a he. How much does he weigh?
Oh, about 7 pounds. Fine specimen.
Oh, that's wonderful. I gotta see my wife.
Just a minute, Mr. Riley.
Yeah?
You can save me a trip to the drugstore.
Oh, sure. I'll go right away.
Here, list of supplies you'll need.
Supplies? Yeah, let's see. Bottles, nipples, absorbent cotton, small blanket. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Evaporated milk, 5 pounds of peanuts. Four dozen bananas?
Yes, that's for his diet.
Boy, he must be some specimen. Doc, Doc, this next item, it must be a mistake. A box of flea powder?
Naturally, a box of flea powder to stop him from scratching.
Scratching?
Well, after all, there's a lot of hair on his chest.
Just like me!
Oh, I wouldn't say he was just like... Well, maybe you're right. Get those things immediately.
Yeah, sure. Right away. Thanks for everything, Doc.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. Oh, I'm a father. I can't believe it, Chet. Hey, Gillis, come here. Come here.
What are you doing here? You patched things up with paint?
Gillis, congratulate me. I just gave birth to a son. I mean, Peg did.
You're kidding.
No, honest. The doc just left.
But I didn't know. I seen her yesterday. She didn't say she was...
I didn't know either. She kept it a secret. Ain't she clever?
I'll say she is. Hey, this calls for a celebration.
You betcha. I'm a father. Here, have a puff off of my cigar.
Hey, what is it, Riley? A he or a she?
What, a he? Of course. I wouldn't have a she. Oh, he's a fine specimen.
Can I have a look at him?
Well, sure. Come on. I ain't seen him myself yet. Now we gotta be quiet. Tiptoe. Peg. Peggy, sweetheart. Peggy, honey. Oh, little mother. Gillis, there's my son in that basket.
Holy smoke, Randy, that's
me. He looks just like me. Look at him jump. Now he's on top of the bureau. He's talking already. He just called me Dada.
Riley, but the
little... Now look at him. He's hanging from the chandelier. By his tail again. Big dip. Good. Gillis. Gillis, my son is a monkey.
Mama's shouting. Riley, darling, you came back.
Oh, Peggy, sweetheart. Peggy, I didn't know.
Everything will be all right now, dear. We'll never be separated again.
No, I know, but Peg, didn't you have a baby?
A baby? Of course not.
Then that monkey there ain't my son? What a revolting development this is.
Back in just a moment.
Well, here's the cokes. Help yourself, Henry.
Thanks.
Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was telling you how Peg and me split up. Well, did I go crawling back to her? No,
Riley,
sir.
Riley, I told Henry the story.
Oh. Everything? Even about the little...
Even about the little...
There you go again, Peg. That's the second time you made a monkey out of me.
The Monkey, a flashback episode of The Life of Riley from March 13, 1948. Show creator Irving Brecker also wrote for the big screen. He was one of the uncredited writers for The Wizard of Oz and penned many of the Marx Brothers movies. He also handled The Shadow of the Thin Man, Meet Me in St. Louis, and Bye Bye Birdie. Well, up next year on Wynn Radio was more comedy. We'll stop by 79 Wistful Vista, ring that doorbell, and visit with Fibber and Molly McGee. Right after this.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills dishes up a dose of tension-packed drama in Radio Spirit's Suspense, Wages of Sin collection.
I know who he is, where he is, how he did it, and why he did it. Tell the client I want a payoff to keep quiet. Lots of payoff. Or I can tell a whole lot of cops something that will keep them absolutely spellbound.
In 20 heart-pounding stories, sometimes even the careful get caught.
It's not up to me to decide the outcome of this affair, but somewhere, someplace, sometime, you'll be alone on a dark street. And I wouldn't want to say what might happen to you.
Sometimes we wade through dark thoughts and dark deeds to suspense.
I gotta think fast. It's no good here on the street. Too many people around. Like she said, she lives alone. I have to get inside with her, alone in her apartment. Then I can get rid of her.
10 hours of engrossing episodes feature performances by Barbara Stanwyck, Betty Davis, Burt Lancaster, Red Skelton, Charles Boyer, and more.
Then I began to get scared. Scared right down through the little veins. I locked the door and pulled the shades and told the desk to let no one visit me. And I sat there all night. I didn't dare sleep. And half the next day.
Suspense, Wages of Sin is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Wise listeners can save over 60% today and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN77.
Hello?
Order Suspense, Wages of Sin today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SIN77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us. And every citizen has the right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. In the summer of 1947, there was a report of a strange object crashing in Roswell, New Mexico. And from that moment forward, people lined up on both sides of the issue, which was this. Did a flying saucer from another planet crash into the desert? And did the government cover it up? Well, just about 3 years after that alleged event, a nosy fella in the fictional town of Wistful Vista took up the argument. He's played by Jim Jordan. His real-life spouse, Marion, is also his radio wife. And Arthur Q. Bryan, the voice of cartoon character Elmer Fudd, is Doc Gamble. It's a hilarious episode from March 28, 1950.
Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. There's been a great deal of discussion lately, pro and con, about flying saucers. The pro people swear they've seen them. The con people say the pro people are victims of mass hypnotism. And here is one of the con men and his wife, Fibber McGee and Molly.
And furthermore, you show me a guy that claims he's seen a flying saucer, and I'll show you a guy that the whole thing is just a mere pygmy of his imagination.
You don't mean pygmy, dearie. A pygmy's a tiny little human being.
Yeah, well, they claim they've seen them, too. Men from Mars, 23 inches tall, with big heads. The whole thing is ridiculous. It's mass hysteria.
Oh, now, I wouldn't dismiss the subject as easily as that, McGee. The paper said this morning that an Army pilot chased one for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but did he catch it? No, sir. Did anybody ever catch one? No, sir. And why not? Because they're an optical derision, that's why.
Look, sweetheart, Army pilots aren't usually hysterical people. Transport flyers must have good eyesight or they wouldn't be flying transport. I'm inclined to think that where there's so much smoke, it can't always be a false alarm.
Okay, Tootsie, okay. You'll see. When they finally catch up with one of them things, you'll see they nobody ever will. This stuff is nothing new. Who was it back in 1912 that reported seeing a spaceship from Jupiter flying low and slow over the brewery back in Peoria? Me, that's who.
You.
You betcha. And what'd it turn out to be? A baby caterpillar crawling across my sunglasses. flying saucers.
All right. I won't argue, lover, but I'm still not convinced.
No, I am. My personal opinion is that anybody that claims he's seen a flying saucer ought to go to a good optimist and get his peepers overhauled. Well, I got to go downtown. You want to go with me?
Yes, it's a nice day for a walk. What are you going to do downtown?
I got to look up a good patent lawyer about my new invention.
Oh, invention?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the plastic cross piece for radio aerials so the neighbors will think you have a television set?
No, this is a new type of alarm clock. It's got a sponge rubber bell that you can't hear it when it rings on Sunday mornings.
You ought to make a small fortune with that.
Yeah.
Very small.
Mm.
I'll get my hat, dearie. Come in.
Well, if it ain't the big pink doctor with the little black bag. Hello, doctor.
Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hello, McGee. Hello, Molly. Going somewhere?
Yes, but I always wear my hat in the house anyway. And if somebody comes to the door that I don't want to talk to, I can say I'm on my way out. And if it's somebody I like, I can say I just came in.
In this case, we're just going out.
All right, I can take a hint. I'm not as thick-skinned as somebody I know that I could reach out and touch if I hadn't just washed my hands. Can I drop you any place, McGee? Like, maybe on the top of your head?
Well, we were just going downtown, Doctor, and you can give us a lift if you like. By the way, you're an educated man, Doctor. What is your opinion of these flying saucers?
Educated man, my clavicle. He's the type of ignoramus that believes anything.
Children, I have been practicing medicine for 30 years.
Practicing is right.
I believe everything and nobody. If hundreds of reputable citizens claim to see strange things in the sky, I'd be the last one to prescribe scoff medicine.
Now there, McGee, you see, Dr. Gamble is no skeptic.
Oh, he's open-minded, all right. The wind blows right through it. So you believe in this flying saucer, Mahula? Eh, childish?
I didn't say I believed in them.
Oh.
But I don't deny there might be such things.
Huh?
I've never heard a Republican play the Missouri Waltz on a piano either, but that doesn't prove it couldn't happen.
Burner now.
Yeah, we are. Well, come on, I'll drive you downtown.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Doctor. Much obliged. And if I see any spaceships on the way, I'll let you know.
Thanks. You ready, Molly?
Let's go, gentlemen.
This is Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Reading Dance Center presents the full ballet production of The Red Shoes, as well as a featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern pieces titled Dance It Out on Saturday, June 9th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. When Karen puts on the red shoes, she can't stop dancing. Come for an exciting evening filled with beautiful music and talented dancers. The matinee performance is at 1 and the evening performance is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now let's get back to When Radio Was and Fibber McGee and Molly.
Flying saucers. Flying saucers. That's pure mob psychiatry. That's what it is. Hysteria. I'll believe in them when I see them. And by George, I'll bet it'll be a long time.
Heavenly days, look up there. Look at the thing.
Hey, what? Doc, it's coming this way.
Look at it smoke, right in our own front yard.
Yow!
Great Scott, if I hadn't believed this with my own eyes, I wouldn't have seen it.
Stay away from it, boys. It might be dangerous. What do you think, Doctor?
I don't know. It's a weird-looking object.
I got to report this. I'll call Washington, the Hexagon Building. You wait here and keep an eye on it. Where's the phone? Hand me the phone. Hello. Hello, operator. Give me long Washington and D.C. distance. I mean, connect me with the Army. Yeah. Hello, Army. This is Fibber McGee in Whistle Vista. A flying saucer just crashed in my front yard. Huh? What say, Army? Rope it off and keep people away from it, eh? Okay, Army. Right. Get some rope, Doc. Get some rope. We got to rope it off. Keep people away from it. Orders from Washington. I called them.
What'd they say?
They said it's a lot of silly nonsense and don't talk about it to anybody. They said it was probably just my imagination, and they're going to rush out and take pictures of it. Oh, boy, a flying saucer. Right in our own front yard.
Willie Nelson, the orchestra, and the Hot Canary.
Shooting out blue flames.
All right, folks, keep moving, keep moving.
I seen it was in trouble, see, and I says to my wife, look, I says, a flying saucer. There's no such, she says, a thing. And I says, don't be, I says, so skeptical, I says. And she says that...
All right, folks, moving on. Keep moving. And you, Gabby, get off them front steps and run along.
He doesn't have to get off of these steps. He lives here, don't you, Gabby?
Huh?
I mean, McGee.
You betcha. Now, don't start ordering me around, Flatfoot. I'm the fellow that he first seen that flying saucer. I seen it crash, too. It was coming in low over the trees, see, with its rockets shooting blue flames. I seen it was in trouble
yeah,
because...
Yeah. I heard you tell it 12 times already. Hey, you kids, get away from them ropes.
My, I haven't seen such excitement since the lion got loose at the circus and you chased him back into his cage, McGee.
I wasn't chasing him. He grabbed my hamburger and I was trying to get it back. My gosh, I was... Hey, look at the Boy Scout. Oh, handsome kid in that uniform, ain't he? Hey, Bud, you want to hear about how I seen that flying saucer crash?
Yes, sir, I would.
That's fine, Sonny. I think all you Boy Scouts should know.
Oh, I'm not a Boy Scout, ma'am. I'm a Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. Retired.
A Lieutenant Colonel?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm not as young as I look. I'm 20. Can you tell me, sir, did this aircraft have a tapered empennage, and did it appear to be a guided missile rather than a conventional pilot control type? Would you say it was dependent on rocket propulsion or some hitherto unknown gravity-repellent magnetic field type of turbojet power?
Tell him, dearie.
Okay. Well, sir, Bud, the first time I seen it, it was coming in low over them trees with its rocket shooting out blue flame. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, how do I know you ain't the agent for some foreign power, Buster? Are them American decorations you're wearing?
Yes, sir. Most of them I got since the war.
Oh?
Spraying fruit trees. This Distinguished Fruit Fly Award with the 6 twigs was for 20 combat missions over an apple orchard in Walla Walla.
Heavenly days, and you got back safely from all of them, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am. My last mission was pretty tough, though. My wingman crashed into a cider mill and came in at 12 o'clock, high. Well, thanks for the information, sir. Good day, ma'am.
Good day, Sonny. I mean, Colonel.
The first half of the Flying Saucer episode of Fibber McGee and Molly for March 28, 1950. We'll have the second half of that one at the beginning of our next show. Jim and Marion Jordan were the McGees, and in the role of Doc Gamble was Arthur Q. Bryan. I mentioned earlier that he was the original voice of cartoon character Elmer Fudd, the failed hunter in so many of the great Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck animated shorts. After Bryan died in 1959, though, various other folks would handle the role of Elmer Fudd, including Bugs and Daffy voice Mel Blanc, and much later contemporary voice actor Billy West was Fudd. But my question is this, can you name the first guy to take over for Bryan as Elmer? This actor was also Otis the Town Drunk on The Andy Griffith Show. I'll share his name and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Well, I got a woman way over town.
MusicRewind.com brings you Soul Dance Party, a 3-CD set of 75 hits guaranteed to keep everyone on the dance floor. Plus, order today and cash in on our special shipping offer.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Get Soul Dance Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SOUL77. Keep the party going at full swing with recordings from legendary artists such as James Brown, Jackie Wilson, Aretha Franklin, Ike and Tina Turner, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, The Drifters, The Shirelles, and many more. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com to take advantage of this great offer. Remember promo code SOUL77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code SOUL77 to save on shipping. This offer is applicable for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Taken over briefly by Hal Smith. Best remembered over on television for the role of Otis the Town Drunk on The Andy Griffith Show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Please visit us, though, at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.